God bless you then, eh? God give you all the energy to do all what you are doing.
No one flushed any toilet last night.
You never flushed the toilet?
No, it's still there in the toilet.
There was no connection between flushing a toilet, the way the flush goes, and the water coming in.
If you don't know who the police are, call the number again, and I'll give you to the police, and you see who the police are. Do you understand? Right. Don't call the number again.
Who the fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
You motherfucking prick!
Own story was as curious as his narrative. The tale of his life is the tale of a writer of incredible vision, an astute analyst and poet, a lyricist compassionate and callous, a reckless hedonist, and disaffected malcontent.
Yay, we're here. All right. Good evening, everybody. This big hell, the Madhouse Radio hell. Over here. Madhouse Radio over here. Over here. Good evening, everybody. I am Carlito, the host of the show Machine. I am here with the reinstated Milkman. Milkman!
Howdy, so thank you for allowing me to grace the airwaves again. I took my spanking rather bravely and must apologize to the listeners out there. Sorry, but I had to burn my ass. And I'm happy to be back, Hermanito. Thanks for the forgiveness. We sure do love you, missed you, and look forward to a dynamite show as always, my brother.
Yeah, man, I'm in the mood for potatoes. I just want fried potatoes tonight. But I can't because I'm on a diet. You know? Not allowed to have potatoes. I'm on a diet, Milkman. Sucks.
Oh, man, you got to stay with it, brother, because you know what? The numbers come down, and the further the numbers come down, the bigger the smile gets, the happier we are, the healthier we are.
Thank you, Milkman. All about the numbers with you. You're a numbers man. I love it. I want to preface everything here with some information here. We are running off of a new server. I reconstructed the server from the ground up, starting literally when the show ended last week. Literally. I started the process to migrate everything over. I'm 90% certain I got everything moved over correctly. I do see the microphones are a little hot. The audio is a little hot. It's going to take some fine-tuning adjustment over the next hour probably to get that correct. So I apologize in advance if it sounds loud. That'd be the reason why there wasn't a podcast uploaded this week yet. Last week's podcast isn't uploaded yet because of the simple fact that I haven't had the chance to edit it. Because I've been doing nothing but working on this server. But I finally got it, and it looks like it's holding up pretty well. All the WinAmp settings are good. All the stream settings are rocking. Looks like everything's holding. I'm watching Shoutcast. Because my fear was if the thing with the Shoutcast stream that kept dropping in the video feed that kept dropping, it was either one of two things. Either a networking problem here in the studio, or a problem with that server machine. I was hoping it was a server machine. So far, everything's holding up. And I did put it through some stress testing yesterday, Wednesday. And it seemed to hold up for about 12 hours worth of stress testing. So we'll see if it holds up. So far, so good. If you see anything that's missing, you let me know. You know, anything that's not working, anything that drops out, anything that sounds not right, let me know, and I'll get on it right away. Anyway, so, please pardon our dust. Right, Milkman? Pardon our dust. Thank you. We lost Milkman. Oh, because I hit the mute button. You there, Milkman? I got a new mute button.
What's that?
I got a new mute button, and I hit it on accident. I muted you.
Okay. No, my favorite was, looks crisp, brother, looks crisp.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, if our visitors to the chat room or some of are noticing, there's a new chat widget. It's a little more improved. It's a little more lightweight. I'm using the Mibit, very popular Mibit chat client. Now, if for some reason you don't like it, if you want to go back to the old way, if you click on the upper right on the top above the chat window, you have the option to go back to the old Java chat. But the Mibit is a little nicer, I think. It's a little cleaner, lightweight, like I said. Doesn't use up as many resources. And it actually is windowed. So before I noticed, I don't know if it was just me, but you couldn't send private messages in the old Java client for the chat room on the chat page. But I at least not for me. I couldn't figure it out. I tried it. It would come up with this pop-up window that was blank for me each time. I don't know if maybe that was just my settings that were wrong with Java.
No, you're right, dude. There was some functionality that was reduced. That was one thing that never worked right if you was in the Java. But I just received a PM, howdy, how'd you, mate? And it looks like it's going good. I'll respond, and it goes well. It looks like this could be a hit.
There you go. Yeah, good. So maybe you get the window, the tabs up top. Now, there's an ad up there, but I figure that's small.
Yeah, it's a
small
tab
price.
That shows up on the right-hand side of the server.
Yeah.
The channel chat channel, the Nick Serve, and the security channel. It shows up right next to them.
Yeah, there you go. Well, not a big deal. I think it's workable. We can always switch back, but you have the option to move back there. Also, I wanted to mention, I was trying to get a hold of Brad. I kept looking out for him on Google. I don't know if I was really busy at work today also. I decided, now here's what I'm worried about, and I've been thinking about doing this for a few months, and I even mentioned it, but what worries me about this decision that I took Wednesday, seeing that I was working on the servers and all this stuff, it worries me that people at Cacti Radio are going to think that I'm ditching them. I'm not ditching Cacti Radio. I'm not leaving the family. I'm not unassociating Madhouse or myself or the Milkman in any shape or form away from Cacti Radio. I'm still going to be as involved with Cacti as I've always been. Every Madhouse show, as long as Brad and the rest of you will have me, I'm still going to be just as involved. I'll still be listening to all the shows whenever I can. But I did take out a Madhouse-only shoutcast station because for the last year or so, every once in a while I get an email, I get a question saying, Carlito, I remember on your site you used to have your station, and all it did was play Madhouse pranks and shows, and now it's the Cacti. It's not from you guys, from the hardcore listeners. It was more casual people who were like, there's this other station now, and it sounds funny, and there's some Madhouse stuff on it, but it's not constantly Madhouse stuff. You know what I mean? So to cater to that crowd, I decided to take out a shoutcast station, just a Madhouse one, just for the website. It just plays on there so that I'm still going to go on Cacti like always, go on Cacti like normal, but whenever the show's over, if you're on the Madhouse site, you'll get your Madhouse shows and pranks by themselves, and Cacti keeps doing its thing. I hope it's okay. RBCP is calling in. He can help us out. RBCP, what are your thoughts about this? Please don't
be mad.
Hey,
you big jerk. I can't believe you're ditching us. You're ditching Cacti.
Okay.
I hate you.
You're right. Well, this whole Cacti radio thing isn't working out anymore, Brad, so obviously.
Yeah, whatever.
Hey, do you want to come over to my station? That'd be cool.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe I'll just shut down Cacti and hang out with you guys.
Yeah, sounds cool. No, see, you understand. You know where I'm coming from. I'm not, and I'm going to be as involved as I've always been with Cacti. That's not changing. I just wanted to have...
Of course. Yeah, this is how we did it originally. And,
yeah.
And you needed to get rid of your stream for whatever reason.
Financial reasons, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's an awesome idea.
All right, cool.
You got to tailor things for your fans instead of, you know, me just playing PLA stuff at your fans all day.
There you go.
It makes sense.
But there's links still on my page. People go to Cacti and on the show. It's still Cacti, man.
Yeah.
It's all good.
I think it's a great idea.
We are Cacti. Madhouse and Cacti together. Shake hands over the phone, over the Skype.
I do plan to turn all of my listeners against you for this, though.
Okay, all right, at least for a week. Give me some hazing. Sounds good. All right, and how's everything else going? How are the kids and all that?
You know,
all right.
Not too bad.
That's good. Good, man.
I'm actually going to listen to your show this week, so I'm excited about that. I haven't listened in a couple weeks now.
I'm excited too, Brad. Thanks, man.
I'm going to have the biggest boner ever.
Oh, nice. Do you take a Cialis? I took a Cialis today, actually.
Yeah, 5 of them.
No, ooh, fuck. You're going to get that priapism, man. You're going to have to go to the hospital. They're going to inject you with aspartame or something. I don't know. They inject you with something in the dick, I heard, when the boner doesn't go down. You got to watch out for that, man.
Yeah, I'll be careful.
No, true story. A friend of mine, he used to do X. He used to do ecstasy, right? And he would take Cialis or Viagra, whatever he get his hands on, because he wanted to fuck on it. But I've never done ecstasy before, but he said that when you're rolling, it's like impossible to have sex, to stay hard, because it's the feelings, I don't know, whatever it is, he said, it's hard. So he'd do this Cialis shit and Viagra, and he took like four of them once, I think he said. I think he confused pills, and he took the Viagras or the Cialis, and it wasn't. And he got the whole thing where they say if you have an erection that lasts more than 5 hours, he said that was him. And they gave him a shot in his cock to bring it down. I think he said it was adrenaline. Yeah, crazy.
Crazy. Well, thanks to that story, I'm never, ever, ever going to try anything like that. So thank you.
Good. Stay off the drugs, man. All right, RBCP. Sounds like you're leaving. All right.
Okay. Yeah, you know, screw you, dick face. Bye.
All right, bye, asshole. All right. Oh, wait a minute. Milkman was... No, oh, see? Milkman?
There you are. I've been trying to try to message you, but couldn't get Keith, man. Somehow I got silenced on your end.
It's a damn new Skype. This Skype update, it doesn't conference the calls. You have to hit a different button, and I'm looking at the big green button, and now you have to hit more on the side and add to conference, so they added, like, three extra steps to the whole... where you connect people together. It was Brad. Brad Carter was on. He was saying it's that we're cool with the Madhouse only stream. So the mouth stream is here again, man. I'm excited about that.
Did you hear anything that commented?
No, what did you say? I'm sorry, man. What happened?
Oh, that's cool. I kind of wandered there. No. I was just wanting to say, dude, I really appreciate the set with audio, because there's been a few times I wanted to demonstrate to some of my friends, like, hey, man, this is our show. Check it out. And it has cacti material on there. Not that we don't love cacti. I do want to thank everybody at Cacti for all their support, all their listenership, all their camaraderie and friendship. I do appreciate and do love you. But I do want to thank you for having the ability to listen to some of our Madhouse stuff as well. Thank you. Right. Love you, Cacti. And thank you, hermanito, the generalissimo.
Hey, thank you, man. That's really cool of you. And I appreciate that, Milkman. I appreciate you going into such detail about the whole thing. No, seriously, we'll move on. What else is there to talk about? I think that's it. Changes to the website, new chat widget. Still the same chat room. That hasn't changed. Just a new widget to access it. That's all. There you go. Well, let's see if we got any numbers to call here. Unless there's something to talk about. I don't know. It's my dad's birthday today. Happy birthday, Dad. He's not listening, but happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Poppy.
They say clipping, they're saying. All right, let me try to bring this down. This is going to be a wacky show. It's not going to be one of those... I'm not going to try to make it like a test show where I don't really talk. I'm just going to be toying with levels and stuff tonight.
Hey, listen. Let me ask you a question here.
Yeah.
How do I do any operations in the chat? Like, if I want to, you know, see who's URL, what ISP they're using, da-da-da-da. Any command line? How do I do that?
To see what URL they're using or what IP
address? Yeah, I want to send you a private message, but there's not a button here where I could just automatically send you a PM, or if I wanted to change status or whatever. I don't have no way to do that easily. I don't know how to do it in this new format.
Oh, well, private messages, isn't it? Oh boy, tell/tell, isn't it? Is that what you're trying to do? How you do it in command line? Like,
you have to do a command line then? Is that what it is? You have to do command line to
do
it?
Yeah, but you can just double click the name. I thought you could just double click the name.
If I double click the name, it just comes up with, it just gives me who is on you.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay. Now I see. Okay, you click it once.
Click it once, and it comes
click
up.
Click it once.
Yeah, it's message. Enigma, it's / message, and then the name, and then the message. Yeah, okay.
Okay, there is, okay, I got your command. Okay, I see how it is. Sorry about it. Thanks, go ahead.
Thank you, Enigma. Very good. Anyway, all right. So, yeah, the one other thing I do remember, Milkman, we had this conversation, and being with with what occurred yesterday, I think I agree. We should, and you know what? I get a lot of complaints about this regardless anyway, so it's not a bad complaint. Really, but we should work on not having as many people talking at the same time. It's cool to have maybe one person on earlier, but I think we can open up the Skype lines maybe the last hour of the show. So after midnight Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific, maybe for that last hour, then we can have our fun and have a lot of people on, and we can talk over each other and just be goofy and shit. I think that's okay. I think that's fair enough, right? But before that, limit it maybe just to one or two. I would say just one person. on Skype at a time. You know, first come, first serve. If you get dropped or if you didn't make it in time, then you're done. Yes, the video's gone. I dropped the video. So, continuing on, let's see if we got any prank call requests here. UK Godfather says, Carly, can you add me to Skype, please? If you sent me a request, I will get to it in a moment when I go over to Skype. Yes, sir, UK Godfather, you're on the board. Enigma wants Nunu to stop being a girl in the chat room. That's another thing, Nunu. What's with Nunu and Enigma? You know, they totally hate each other. They do not like each other in the chat room. Oakman? Did I lose you?
Man, I don't understand that, man. Chill out, Nunu. Man, I love you, bro. I really appreciate you keeping an eye on my chat room, man. You are the man. Please just be a little easier on these guys. These guys are, they're loyal listeners. Yeah. Get out of line. They bust your chops. We bust each other's chops, but, you know, it's all in fun. It's not a menacing thing, so.
Unless there's a reason. There's a reason for it. I don't know. You know, there could be a goddamn reason for it, for all I know. All right, listen, we got numbers coming in here from, I don't know. That's it's the IP address from last week that sent in the police. No, that one's the same one. Here's one that isn't from them. This one comes from I Like Bed. It's a hospital. A hospital in the United Kingdom. Okay. Or we've got the local city council phone number. Say that you're calling from the flooding department of the environmental agency and say that there is a huge flood on the Gloucester Road near Zealand Road. And that you need someone to close the road. Sounds kind of wacky.
About that?
We got a busboy, a.k.a. Dave the Rave, speaks in a posh British. I'll speak in a posh British accent. Ask whether whoever answers the phone if you could please speak to Dave the Rave. Say it's about a car rental that is needed urgently. Okay, whatever. Sure, why not? Sounds like a hoot. I'm guessing these are UK Godfather's weird numbers. His weird, creepy numbers that make me feel weird inside. They give me feelings. Not good feelings. They're good, though. They can be good sometimes. You're all right, UK Godfather, you know? Nunu says no ambulance or police, and I agree. See, this is a time, you know? Nunu, no caps. How about that, right? There's a filter. Milkman, look up that filter that'll kick you if you use caps too much. Look it up, Milkman, please, and implement that immediately. Thank you.
Thank you.
Come on, Dave the Rave. We got, like, no numbers, dog. I guess we could stop the ringing, right? I like this sound. I said we keep listening to this. All right, I'll stop. Let's see what else. Nunu, why don't you send in some numbers, huh? Send in some numbers, Nunu. Mr. Useful, no ambulance, hospital, or police calls this week. It says Nunu. Nunu. The sponsor of the show tonight, who made the biggest donation ever, is telling us not to do that. All right, Milkman, you got that? I'm in a weird mood. Look at that. Nunu didn't chat in caps for a change. All right. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and go into the Lonesome Loser logs here, see if I can find anything from years past. While we wait on Lonesome Loser to show up again, I'm still watching. All right, I mean, are we going to consider this is like a test show, Milkman? Milkman, are you even there? God damn my fucking ass.
Yes, I'm here. Okay. I'm here. I'm trying to figure out this panel, and it's not working for me.
Why is your audio so good? Like, how come I don't hear any background noise for a change? Where are you?
I'm not mobile yet. Actually still at the home studio.
Oh, I was going to say. Yeah. So how are you talking to me, on the computer?
No, I'm just talking over the telephone.
On the telephone, landline phone.
Yeah, mobile.
You're mobile. Oh, okay. Hey, man, so you got an Android phone. Why don't you get Skypes, man? You know it costs me money to call you? It doesn't cost me money, but it eats up the minutes that they limit
me. I got Skype on it. I just don't have it set up or anything like that.
You got a Skype username?
I have Skype on it. I just never used it.
anybody wants to call in and be on the show, I'll let one person in who can explain to us well how Milkman can get on Skype on his Android phone. I think that's fair. Milkman, if these children want to be on the phone, you know, these guys want to be on the phone with us on Skype.
I'll figure out a bit, and I'll get with you after this.
First person to call in gets $5 Madhouse dollars in the Madhouse radio store. It's coming online soon. Milkman, I know we've been working on that really hard. I know you did a lot of research. And you personally donated.
Making it happen.
I mean, here's how, you know, me and Milkman, we got into this huge fight last week after the show. We cursed each other out. He told me things. I said some mean things. Some that I didn't mean, Milkman, but I'll tell you what, some that I meant. You know?
I know.
I said some mean, nasty things about you. And then Milkman felt bad, and he agreed to my terms, and he made promptly a donation of $200, and we are using that to stock up the shelves. Milkman, thank you for your $200 PayPal dollar donation, and I got that link to my checking account. I want to thank the arm for helping me out, figure that out. And then
welcome, my brother.
We made a lot of upgrades. We bought this new chat room. We bought that this week. I had that professionally made by a man on Fiverr. He came out to about $35. And we got that new chat room now, Milkman, you know. And now we're making
a move.
Yeah. We're making a serious move here at Madhouse Radio. I'm very serious when I tell you about this. It's a very serious situation, what's going down with Madhouse Radio. And this is just the beginning. Just the beginning, Milkman. And you know what I'm talking about. We've put in several hundred dollars into this arsenal for us, I think. And it's going to be shocking. It's going to change the face of prank calls for all time. When we come out with this information that we have on this person, Milkman. We use this money to get the information on how to do special things for the website, right? We've got a new, and I've got assurances that this is top of the line Java. He said it's a version of Java that isn't even out yet, and he made a player widget for us. Brand new station now. Dr. Lego came through. He's on our side. Dr. Lego came through. Brand new shoutcasting. And I've taken over that shoutcasting company. I'm now an employee of Dr. Lego's, and I'm very excited. I've been griping about work here and there all this time. And now I'm working for Dr. Lego. I am an outside consultant, and I manage the servers remotely. Dr. Lego's going to be joining us here, hopefully, by the end of the show.
The plan comes together.
He's a real businessman, Milkman. You understand? I wanted to give him a call, but he's actually on stage right now. He said, "Hey, Carlito," you know how he is. He's like, "Hey, man, you know, give me a call. It's Pete." And I said,
I still get invites to go to his shows. I wish I could go, man.
Yeah, I've been to a few of his shows. We've been hanging out and stuff. I met Kim. I met the kids and everything. I got to meet High Pitch Eric. And, you know, it's funny that there's a certain someone out there who used to be a good friend. I'm not going to name any names, Milkman, but he used to be a good friend of us for many years. You know, we started.
Yes.
You know, let's just say that we started the same week on PCU when we started. We started the same week
with
this person. And you'd have to be a real man.
Like a name. He's got a name that starts with a letter that's like at the end of the alphabet.
So it's around. It's in the back there, the alphabet. Yeah.
Oh my goodness! So yeah. That would be like starts with the name letter X. Oh my goodness!
Certain people like that aren't on our side apparently.
Oh my goodness! Don't meet me, man. That's one of my favorite friends too. One of my famous former friends. Favorite, man. I hate to hear that.
I'm kidding. There's no beef with Zolar. What the fuck? I had a WWE moment there, Milkman.
My goodness.
I'm sorry, folks.
It's a tough world out there, man. Good grief.
Oh, they're coming at us from all angles here. All angles. The sucker's coming at us.
I'll tell you what, man. We be wheeling, we be dealing, man. We don't have to take nothing laying down, man, because we're going to clean out.
Milkman, is there special taxi jargon? We're going to call V-Cars. UK Godfather sending in the V-Cars.
Oh, cool.
These are ambulance cars with doctors in them that work for the DHS in the British Parliament, and we shouldn't be calling them. That's what I understand from UK Godfather. We're calling, this company used to be the Queen Mother's transportation carrier. They were in charge of her transportation and security also. They had short security guards for the Queen Mother. Shorter ones.
Oh, my.
Because it was the Queen Mother, they had actually... they gave her a small detail, a private contractor detail. She didn't have to go around with, like, actual... whatever their secret service is over there. That's V-Cars.
MI6 or MI5 or some shit like that.
I don't know what it was, Milkman. I don't know. I got this number out of format. 011. What am I supposed to do with that? +44? There we go. Fine. I'm learning. I'll never figure that out. I'm sick and tired of this shit, Milkman. Fucking people. Yeah, hey, V-Cars. How you doing?
Not too bad, sir. Where are we picking you up from?
I'm not playing any games here, all right? I'm very upset at the way that my grandfather was treated tonight by you people.
You think that
we're a piece of trash people? You think that because of where we're from? Because of our religion? Huh?
What are you going on about?
Because we're Protestant? That's how you treated us tonight, me and my grandfather. He's on the line.
Right, okay.
My grandfather is on the line. You know, he fought in World War II. He saved your people's ass. Your stupid, stupid person, monkey ass.
Okay, no worries.
You stupid monkey ass. You personally.
Yeah. Okay, not a problem.
What's your name?
Not that they need to give you it, sir, due to date protection.
It's shit for brains.
Yeah, not a problem. I assume this is a prank, is it?
No, sir.
No? What journey was it then, sir?
Journey 25, we went from 722927.
What area?
Baltimore.
Yeah, you know, this is actually Bristol, UK.
It starts with a B.
Mate, this is a wind-up.
No, listen.
Yeah, this is a right wind-up.
Listen, I'm not from around here. I'm confused and I'm upset, emotional, and I'm diabetic, okay?
Okay, and no worries.
A little bit confused, sir. That's it. Look, I'll put him on the phone. Hey.
Yeah, no worries.
Grandpa.
All right, no worries.
Grandpa. Milkman.
Hello.
There you go.
Hello. You all right?
Hello.
Hello.
How you doing, mate?
Yeah, no worries. All right, okay. Well, everything's wonderful. How's it with you in the land of sunshine?
Doing right, Charlie, here, mate.
Okay, no worries. Okay, no worries. What I'm
going to
do now is I'm going to hang up on you, because if you were legit, you wouldn't have phoned up on a withheld number. B, you're telling me you're in Baltimore. Well, this is not Baltimore. This is Bristol, UK. And C, I think you're on the wind-up. You will make a mistake, and when we do, we will blacklist your number, sir. So on that grounds alone,
quite
I hope you have a good
mate.
Evening. What?
That's quite off the page. Top of the morning to you.
Yeah,
no worries. No doubt you were abused or something as a kid for you to do something like this. So what I'll do is I'll leave you now, and there's no point in me having this conversation. All right, I'm hanging up now. Have a great evening, and thank you for wasting my time. Bye.
Bye. Milkman, was that any good? I wasn't paying attention. I was reading the chat room. How'd you do? I don't know. I wasn't listening.
I trust you as always, man, but it was still funny anyway. Fuck you.
You're probably weird.
He was going to hang up anyway. I was just awaiting the inevitable.
I'm sorry I didn't pay. I don't know what happened the last 2 minutes. I was reading the chat room, reading what people say there. Okay. Well, I'll take your word for it. That guy has such a tight ass, is registering a 1 on the Bristol chart. It says Fuzzy Blowout. Okay. That's a lot of reading right now. But thank you, Fuzzy. Let's keep those chat room comments short, okay? No more than one sentence. maybe 7-8 words, right? There's a ban filter I'm going to put in. More than 7-8 words, you get banned. You get kicked. They kick you. This computer kicks you. That milkman guy, it's called a bot. And it's in the IRC chat room now. It's a bot. Like a robot. It runs automatic. And if you're bad, there's been a lot of bad people in the chat room. Bad people. If you're a bad person, the bot will kick you and will ban you and will stop you and will report you. Yeah.
Get the spanky, spanky, the manky.
Milkman paid for that also. It's been a big week here for Madhouse. There's a secret robot chat machine that's in there now. It's fucking insane. All right. Thank you, UK Godfather. Secret Service is M15 and MI5 and MI6. Well, who's better, MI5 or MI6? Isn't Milkman James Bond, isn't he MI5 or MI? He's MI6, right?
I think it's MI6 now. I don't know. Shit, I get mixed up, man.
Wow. I don't know what the M's are. I know there's a TV show. It's like M19.
Military Intelligence something. I don't know what version it is now. Maybe it's MI6.
I think MI6 is the one, man. And I like to see MI7. MI7. All right.
Virgin 7. Virgin X.
Richie has sent in us a request to print. Someone has been posting flyers all around some near my school. It's a dude looking for a one-night stand. Some of his date examples were McDonald's, Wendy's, and walking dates. Maybe you want to call from the Catholic Church as a priest saying he's bad or whatever you want. P.S. The ad said girls only, just so you know. Good luck, sir. Richie sending that in all in caps, because that's all in caps, Richie. You're now banned from the new Request a Prank machine. We paid money. We paid good money to get a new chat. It looks the same, but it runs different in the background. And I click one button, and Richie's completely banned from the chat. He'll be completely banned from Request a Prank, from Skype, from the forums, everything. All at once. They'll even ban your IP address from receiving the podcast from now on, or the video, or the audio.
Can be done, and the live stream. Any streams you can be banned from too. That'd be nice.
Dr. Lego has his program. He set me up, and it has hooks into all the system. Hooks, he said. He said he's got hooks into all your systems, bro, he said. Just like that. I'm like, really? He's like, yeah, bro. I was like, wow. Thank you. All right, Richie. We'll try this number, but if this doesn't work, we're going to initiate that. We got to come up with a name for that. Get ghost click. That's what it is. Ghost click. Man, I wouldn't want to be you if they don't answer. Just saying. We got Lonesome Losers in the chat room now. Good.
Who is Book-a-poo?
Book-a-poo? I don't know. Book-a-poo's listener, chat room listener.
He keeps kicking everybody, and I don't know who this guy is. I'm like, is this somebody I know?
How'd Book-a-poo get? I don't know. I kind of know Book-a-poo, I suppose. How's Enigma an op in the chat? I thought Enigma was the enemy.
Well, it seems like he's kicking everybody out. You know, I'm just wondering who he is. Is somebody I know, or what the deal is with this cat?
I'm confused. I don't know. I don't know how Enigma 420 is opt. I thought Enigma 420 was a problem. Just confusing.
420 is Adolf's birthday.
Oh, it's a marijuana thing, Milkman. Did you know that?
Yeah, absolutely.
The people that smoke marijuana get together on that day, and they talk about how awesome it is to wake up at 4:20 a.m. and smoke, and then, you know, take their lunch break.
What is it? Eight to four, and 20 minutes after, you're smoking, you're blazing.
I guess. Sure, man. Sounds good, man.
That's what they said. That's what that means. 4:20, 20 minutes after 4. You work 8 to 4, and 20 minutes after you're off, you're blazing.
I don't know, man. I don't know where it comes from. Rebecca Cockburn. Her name is Cockburn. What else do you need? All hail the madhouse wind-up machines. Brap, brap, smoke weed every day. All right, cool. We got a brap, brap there, Milkman. That's awesome. Brap, brap.
Who are all these people? I don't know all these people.
Yeah,
Jesus.
Yeah, Dark Stranger's cool. She can be op. She's cool. AMD, you know him.
AMD, he's cool. I put him in. I don't know this other one. BQ, Bukapu. I know Jerry. Lonesome, I know him. Milkman, yeah. MST, I know them. Who's Winamp?
Winamp's in there. Wow, what? Winamp. I don't know. I don't know who Winamp is. This is weird. Yeah, it's what's going on in the chat room? Don't kick anybody.
Yeah, like, we need to put it out a little bit. Come on, man.
Don't kick anybody here. I just want to see what happens. I want to see the chat room get really weird. Why are the
world? Yeah, let's check the dynamics. I ain't kicking nobody. You know, people pretty well know me. I don't kick people. I don't ban people. I do whenever I got to bring out the big stick, but most of the time it's pretty well everything goes. Fuck the UK, fuck whatever. It doesn't matter. But it's all right, man. Let's just see how it goes, man. Let's just ease up with the kicking and banning.
I don't know. I'm so confused, dude. This is so wacky. It's a wacky thing.
When M person knows me, that's all that matters. Okay. He's done the impression, and it's the only thing that matters is his thoughts. All right.
I think it's Zolar. I think that's who it is. He's trolling.
Zolar. Oh.
Zolar has his hooks also into Madhouse chat. He's taking over the chat room.
Yeah, we got a few on the ban list here. 1, 2, 3.
It's just confusing, dude. I don't know.
Looks like we got a wide band of guy here. I haven't heard
of. Oh, there's Tuck. Tuck should be opt. But I'd opt Tuck, but why? Why bother?
Tuck speaks.
Hey, sorry, I'm not here right now. Please leave a message.
Ah, Richie, your number. You're getting ghost clicked. Ghost face killer is coming out to click you. I'd opt Ted, but Tuck, but there's a whole bunch of people. I don't know. There's five Kenses. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Kens. Why? And there's the Ken. Four Kens named 1, 2, 3, and 5, and then there's the Ken. I don't know who the real Ken is, Milkman. We got Toparzren. No, he's cool. Tuck is an opt. I don't know why. There's three
people. Tuck should be op. Yeah, I didn't see Tug. I'm looking for him. He needs to be op. He definitely peeps.
There's three people who are named with the UK. Mikey Win 29 says, "How about me? What about me, Carlito? What about Raven? I have no idea what you're talking about." Raven.
Is that really Tuck? Because if that's really Tuck, I'm opping. That's really him.
No, I don't know. I don't trust anything in the chat room.
I don't know the IP.
I wash my hands.
I'm gonna get my real IRC client, and I'm gonna get to the bottom of some things.
Yeah, I get to the bottom of it. Why are there two milkmen? There's milkman and
well,
milkman.
One of them is me because I can do the off channel off on there, but the other client I don't know how to use it, so I had to log in so I could see what was going on in the other channel.
It's the same channel, for God's sake. It's the same.
But, the new one, I can look at the PMs, but the old one, I can't. And I can only do channel ops and shit in the old one, but not the new one. So I'm in two places.
I don't care about the chat room anymore. I wash my hands of it. Leaves the city of wankers from SEMO. I think SEMO's.
Is that really tough?
Nope, SEMO's blocked. Nope, sorry, SEMO. You sent us police. We can't do your numbers now. National Building Society Bank, whatever.
Oh, no, that wasn't supposed to happen.
What'd you do?
What the fuck? No. I got to fix that. Sorry, Tuck. That's not supposed to happen. Sorry.
Did you ban Tuck?
No, I didn't mean to ban. I was trying to see who it is.
Oh, you kicked him. Oh, man.
It kicked him. Oh, man. Sorry.
Yeah, right. You did that on purpose.
Back, man. That was not intentional, man. I'm sorry.
You hate him.
I was trying to who is him, but I don't understand this new interface. My bad.
Wow.
must be idling because I don't see him, man. Where'd he go? I'm sorry, Pat.
University Hospital, Bristol.
Oh, you again? You people again?
What did you want, please?
I need those tongue depressors. Do you have them?
Have what, sorry?
Tongue depressors there.
For what, children or adults?
Well, I'm making a craft project. I'm making a lampshade out of popsicle sticks, and I ran out. And I know you guys have those tongue depressors that are just like the same thing almost, right?
Yes, but they're for ill people.
Oh, I'm ill.
Right, hold on then, please.
Hello, new reception.
Yes, how can I get some tongue depressors, please?
Sorry?
Tongue depressors. I need some tongue depressors.
Right. Where are you phoning from?
From my computers.
Just hold on.
Okay.
Hello, miners.
Who's this?
Miners.
What? Miners?
Yeah.
What's that mean?
You're in the emergency department.
Well, why would I be talking to you?
I don't know. You rang me.
Do you have tongue depressors there?
Yes, we do.
In what sizes?
Well, the normal tongue depressor sizes.
Are they strong? They're good tongue depressors, made of good balsa wood. No dents or splinters or chips in them.
I don't know. Can I ask you speaking?
Yes. My name is... What is my name? Let me think. Bruce DeGromolo.
Okay.
Can I help you? I'm in need of tongue depressors, you see.
Okay, well, we can't give them out, sorry. They're used for...
What if I'm sick?
We don't have... Are you a patient, or are you...
Yes. Medical? I'll come in, I'll pay whatever, I'll do whatever it takes, I'll say
you
I'm sick.
You don't hand them out, sorry, because they're medical equipment.
I'll go through the motions. I'm going to be sick, and I'll need about... I think I need about 35 tongue depressors to finish
my
project.
There's no point coming in. We're not going to give them to you. We don't give them out. They're medical equipment.
Yeah, but I need it. I'm going in. I have a problem with my tonsils. You have to use tongue depressors.
Okay, well, we can assess you for your tonsil problem, but we won't give you any tongue depressors.
What are you going to do with the dirty ones that you're using today?
Well, we'll chuck them in the bin.
Well,
why?
We're
not going to give them to you.
Well, sure you can.
No, we're not going to give them to you.
This has been touched a little bit. It's not a big deal. I need to make a lampshade.
That's just maybe, but we're not going to give them to you.
Well, can I make... These are the kind of tongue depressors you can make a lampshade with some glue.
Possibly, yeah.
Well, that's what
I
need.
We're not going to give them to you.
Can you put me through to someone I can buy them from there?
No, you can't buy them. We're in an NHS hospital. You can't buy them from us. If you want to buy them, then you'll need to go to whatever website that sells them for yourself. We're not going to sell them to you.
Can you put me through to the person who provides these tongue depressors to you?
Well, no, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. They're not going to be up at this time.
Well, I could leave a message, perhaps, with them. You could put me through.
I can't put you through, sorry, no.
It's your department, your tongue depressing department or something.
Well, no, we're
know.
Not the people that produce them. They get sent to us from another department and from other areas in the country.
Oh, I'm just confused. I don't understand this kind of treatment.
Well, we're not giving you tongue depressors, and you can't. We're not going to sell them to you.
Well, you'll use maybe one on me when I go in, right? I'm coming in.
We'll
I'm going to say my throat hurts, huh?
We'll use one, yes, more than likely.
Well, let me. Can
throat,
I?
But
can
we're
I
not
have?
Give it to you after.
Oh, why? You can give it to me after. Why not? I'm paying for it, right?
Well, not necessarily, no.
You charge me for this service. I don't have insurance.
I don't know the ins and outs of that.
Well, if I'm paying money for a tongue depressor, then I should be able to keep it.
You're not paying money for a tongue depressor. You're paying money for treatment.
Including the use of a tongue depressor.
But we're not going to give you the tongue depressor after. Because we don't know, it's a medical piece of medical equipment.
Well, you're going to reuse
don't hand things like that.
You're going to use it? I don't understand.
If you want to come in, we can argue this point out later, but we're not. Uh-huh. I can guarantee to you we're not going to give you a tongue depressor.
Can you put a reservation in for me?
No, you just, it's an A&E department, so you don't book appointments, you just turn up.
Oh, splendid. It's a walk-in facility.
Yeah, that's what an A&E department is.
So you walk in and you can speak with a doctor and a nurse and have tongue depressors used and all of this. Okay.
Okay.
That's good. Is there Wi-Fi there that I can use?
No.
I'd like to check my Facebook while I'm there. No.
No.
We have computers.
Not for patient use, no.
Do you go on Facebook on it?
No.
What if I told you, is my username password? Just tell me what's going on.
We can't log on to Facebook. Look, if you want to come into the hospital, that's fine, but we're quite busy at the moment, so I can't carry on this conversation.
But if I give you my name and password, you go in and you say, Carl said this, and
I'm stopping this conversation now, okay?
All right.
We don't have access to Facebook. We're not going to use Facebook. If you want to come in and get assessed, then you can.
Do you have MySpaces?
No.
Do you have Twitter?
No.
Yahoo?
No.
ICQ?
I am not carrying on this conversation.
Something that I can use to talk to the world. They need to know what I'm doing.
You will not be using the computers here whilst you're here.
No tongue depressors, no computers. And what is this for then? What am I going to get out of it? What's in it for me?
Well, I don't know. It depends if there's anything wrong with you.
Are they good taste? Are there the tongue depressors that taste like, like wood kind of taste to them?
I'm not going to carry on. You either come in and get assessed, or you hang up the phone now.
I'm always scared that you're going to get a splinter from the tongue depressor that'll have a chip in it, and it'll go in your tongue. That'd be bad.
Right.
All right. I'll see you tonight. Good night, honey.
Okay, bye.
Bye. All right. Whatever.
You sound awful hot, though, man.
Sorry, Nunu. I know we're not supposed to talk to them, but whatever. Dark Stranger says, call more hospitals. Nunu says, no prank hospitals. UK Ted, stop calling our hospitals. Carlio, stop calling our hospitals. I don't know. UK Godfather, man, look. Stop sending in hospitals. Why do you keep sending them in? You know we're saying we don't want to call hospitals. That one snuck under the radar. I mean, I wasn't watching, paying attention. We said already, we don't want to call hospitals tonight. Why are you sending in numbers still? Why is it still, we're in the show and you're sending in numbers for hospitals still? And we said that last week and the week before. We said that last week and the week before. Don't send in hospital numbers, And still, UK Godfather doesn't get it. He doesn't listen. Yeah, listen, man.
Private personal numbers and nurses, that's for sure.
God. I was trying to tell you, don't send them to stupid hospitals then. We won't do them. Shit. And then the other guy, the guy, you know who you are. You know who you are that sent in the police last week in Britain or whatever. Just don't. Don't bother sending in requested pranks, at least not for a while. I'm not going to do them.
Yeah, we're going to do not cops, maybe a hospital is a small thing, but not cops. That's not cool.
I'm not going to call a cop. I'm not going to call your numbers for a while, I'll probably call them maybe in a few weeks. I'll get over it. But for right now, I'm not going to call your numbers, man. You're sending police. That's stupid, man.
Hermano deserves to lay down when he's in a vehicle. There's nothing wrong with that, but we don't want to call the officers. They may be busy eating donuts or killing donuts,
All right. Found on Facebook yesterday, not confirmed, from Corruption. Latrice Smith is wondering where you bitches at now that jumped my sister. Just to let you know, this shit ain't over. Meet me someone anywhere. Call me and I'm on my way. All right, cool. All right, so this person got her sister jumped. Latrice Smith, I guess that's a... Is Latrice, is that a girl or a boy, black person name? I don't know. I think that's a girl, right? Latrice? It sounds like it could be a boy's name, right? You never know sometimes with the ethnics. I don't know. Latrice Smith. What kind of name is Latrice? It's a good name, all right? Sorry. Latrice Smith. Why am I giving out the whole name? More for me to edit out. Already a week behind.
Hello?
Yes, is this Latrice?
Yes.
Yeah, I understand there's some kind of problem with your sister getting beat up.
Yes.
And why is your sister like that with people, that they do these things?
What?
Why is your sister like this with people, that they do these things? Why?
I don't know. Ask people that don't follow. I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
What do you say like that? You're like, nah. I don't know what you're saying when you talk like that, high pitch like that. What are you talking about?
What
do you raise your voice high pitch like that, like a higher octave like that?
I just said I don't know.
Because you're ignorant or something? What's the problem?
Are you?
You're the ignorant one.
How?
You change your voice like that. I don't know that. Come on, man. What's that mean? That you're ignorant? You don't know? It's gone. Whatever. Stupid. I'm tired of it, Milkman. I'm just tired. Tired. AMD banned Nunu. I don't get it anymore. Alright. I'm going through. Oh, boy. I'm going to unban everybody. Nobody has ops except for me.
Hello?
Milkman. Yeah, why did you hang up? What's the problem? You don't know how to use the phone? Well, I'm just... Huh? No, just explain to me what happened with your sister. Why did she get beat up? What happened? She's gone. She ain't having it, man. I'm cleaning up. Is that really Tuck? I don't know if that's Tuck. I'm unbanning Tuck. I don't even know that's Tuck anymore. I don't know what's going on here anymore. Everybody. How did UK Ted get kicked by Stallion? Stop repeating it. Ah, that's why, yeah. Yeah, see, that's Milkman's new chat bot. Good work. Unban everybody. Everybody unban. So for Lonesome and Milkman. We'll leave RBCP there. You know what? RBCP doesn't even care for ops either. There. No RBCP ops. And I don't know that if that's Tuck, so no ops for Tuck. There you go. RBCP says themselves, don't trust me with ops. You've said that several times. It's probably the problem here, RBCP. God. Swollen Nuts, will you call this guy who is flirting with my girlfriend in online chat rooms? I logged in and he thinks I'm her. Okay, sure. Give me the info. Why not? I don't know if I trust you, but I'll do it. All right. We got a number here from Lonesome Loser. We got several numbers here from Lonesome Loser. Jimbo's Liquor Store. And let's try the Egyptian Tea Room. All right. Is this an Egyptian tea room that does catering?
Yes, that's correct. What can we help you with?
Hot water.
Sorry, I don't quite follow.
Hot water is what I need.
Are you a customer here right now?
No. I would like to come in for hot water. I need in need of hot water to bathe with, and there's no hot water here in the hotel. Their hot water system has failed. It's malfunctioned.
Okay.
This is a cafe, so I think you called the wrong place.
No, you have hot water there. This is the tea room. We're going to have cafe and hot water and things like
that. Yeah.
Okay, so you can make this hot water for me. I will pay for hot water.
And what do you need hot water for?
For bathing purposes, cooking, cleaning.
I don't have any vessel to give you that quantity of water. So
no, I'm bringing a vessel. I have a 5-gallon container, and then you'll put hot water in there for me.
I don't have the facilities to make 5 gallons of hot water other than what comes out of my
Well, how much water do you have there that you make?
Sir, I think you best call elsewhere and find some other arrangements, but good luck to you. Thank you.
No, please, do you have anyone you can recommend? Please, oh, come on.
Mono.
Nah.
Can't get the man out. Something going on?
What?
I'm logged into the madhouse page.
You're logged into the madhouse page?
No, it won't come up. The train has stopped hanging it.
Hello, yes. What's going on now? Hello?
Can you help you?
Hi, is this the gentleman I was talking to before about the order for water?
That's correct.
So you don't have the ability to create or get me hot water in any way, shape, or form?
Sir, what we sell here is hot tea, food, and bottled water. Yeah, I suggest you find some other establishment that can take care of your needs. We are not able to do that for you at this time.
Well, what's a amount?
Phone call.
No.
And
no. No, I command you not to end my phone call.
What the hell?
What, milkman? The site's up. What are you talking about?
I don't know, man. I keep trying to log in to madhouselog.com. It's not coming up, and that can't be found.
It's madhouseradio.com. It's been that for 8 years.
Egyptian Tea Room, how may we help you?
Yes. What happened with the website?
Sir, can I get your full name and your telephone number?
This is a Hermano Cross.
Hermano Cross?
Yes.
Could you spell that for me?
H-E-R
mm-hmm.
M-A-N-O
mm-hmm.
Cross
C-R-O-S-S.
Yes.
And your phone number?
Let's see here. 231 526
mm-hmm.
1251
mm-hmm.
And what's the problem? What are you going to do with this?
Sir, I need you to stop calling here.
Can I get I want your full information. I want your full name, please.
Okay, I've got a police station right across the street. I'm walking over to them right
now. I'm writing down a report. No, I require you. You're under requirement. He's under requirement. Police station across the street. Nothing. Yes, versus. Why do you call in? You can't talk. Stupid. I'm gonna call. See that? Whoever that was calling on Skype, versus is off and banned from calling in again.
Oh my!
For trying to call in and not fucking saying anything. What's the point? Why bother calling in? Why bother calling in? Dirty Aaron's cool, I guess. What do you want?
The thing is, you're talking about bandwidth.
Hey, Dirty Aaron.
Yo, dogs.
Don't talk over Milkman. We'll get mad.
I'll be quiet.
All right. You just sit there.
Milkman's swinging the chain in the chat. I love that shit.
Yeah. There you go. Swinging the chain, Milkman. You got a fan.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Bad boy.
All right. Thank you. All right, well, we got a request of prank here. Another one, ask about pizza. This one comes from Ken in Kenville. All right. Ask about pizza. Whatever. Do the dishes there, Dirty Aaron?
Not quite yet.
Not good at all. Not good at all. Yes, I was calling about the pizza. Wow. That was great. Thank you. An inside joke that we got to be a part of. Thank you. Well, whoever sent that in is cracking up right now. They want some bolt of pizza, but I don't get it. Okay. All right, look, we got more Lunts and Loser numbers here, I suppose. Swollen Nuts. There's a guy flirting with his girlfriend. She's 19. This guy's like 40. Tell me when you're ready, and I will send it. Just send it. Well, I'm ready. Swollen Nuts, we're ready to send the number. I don't have to hit an accept button. Thank you. He sent it. Appreciate it. Pretend to be her boyfriend and let him and tell him he's twice. What Swollen Nuts? Why can't you defend your girlfriend? What's going on, man? You know, Milkman, you know what it's like. You know, if you're a man, you know, you need to be able to take a hit. Step up to the plate, Swollen Nuts. What kind of, and you got your screen name Swollen Nuts, but you don't have the nuts swollen enough to stand up to some dude flirting with your girlfriend? Your pretty 19-year-old girlfriend with a pretty small little pussy and everything, I'm sure. And you can't stand up for that, yeah. Rethink your screen name, Swollen Nuts. Seriously. It's a dating site. She gets lots of guys. Why is your girlfriend on a dating site? That's something I don't understand. No, I don't know what you're talking about. My girlfriend's on a dating site. She's not your girlfriend, dog. That's not right.
I was going to say she's not your girlfriend anymore, man, because she's a available.
Whatever, man. I don't know what this is about. They swing. Oh, okay. I'm sorry, Swollen Nuts. Right.
Hello.
Yes, hi. You were talking to my girlfriend on the internet?
I'm talking to your girlfriend.
Yes.
Why would you be calling me?
Well, she said that you keep bothering her, that you're almost more than twice her age, that you're an old man, and that you keep bothering her. Why do you keep talking to my girlfriend?
She's watching me.
What's that? What's that, stupid man?
Hey?
Huh? I'm not playing games here. Do you hear that?
Right. That's me.
That's our baby in the background.
Well, why is she viewing me?
You keep chasing her around on different websites, on Yahoo, on AOL, on Facebook, on MySpace, everywhere.
Never did. Only her.
Listen, I have friends. There's a police station right across the street, and I'll go over there. I'll have your phone number traced.
She is viewing me on here, and I've never emailed her anywhere but here.
What is it that you think she's going to do with you? She's my girlfriend. What are you expecting?
I wasn't expecting anything more than anybody else on this site.
Why are you bringing her to my site? To that site? Why are you making her go there? Because she's with me. She's not with you.
I'm making her go there? Why is she on there?
What site is this?
You don't even know?
It's a site for people that talk to each other to have sex.
It's called X-Match.
Uh-huh. And she doesn't... Yeah. And what is that?
She has a profile up with all her naked pictures and everything else. And I'm on camera right now. And you're able to view my camera. All you have to do is click under my name. And you can view it. She paged me and asked me for a phone number.
What's the site again? X-Match?
Well, I think you better take it up with her.
No, listen, man. I mean, if what you're telling me is true, then I have a problem with her. And I'm going to beat her up, okay?
You don't want to do that.
Yeah, I do. What's your name on there?
You have to get involved if you go to
heaven. What's your name on there?
It doesn't matter.
What's your name on there, X-Match?
It doesn't matter.
I command you to give me her name. Then I'm going to beat her up.
If it's a concern with you, you need to address it with her.
I'm going
to
beat her up if you don't give me your name on there and let me see you.
Well, I don't have any control over that.
I hope you're going to feel good sleeping tonight that a woman got beat up by her boyfriend because...
You're the one that's going to have a hard time sleeping.
No, I beat her up all
That'll
the time.
Really play on your conscience.
I beat her up all the time. She's afraid of me.
Well, she won't be staying with you very long, will she?
Oh, you're going to take her from me? Maybe I'll beat you up.
I'm telling you that a woman will not tolerate that kind of fucking abuse. So
either you give me your name on the X-Match, and I leave her alone, or mm-hmm. I'm going to beat her up, and then I'm going to come find you, and I'm going to beat you up. My friend,
I think you can,
my friend Milkman is a hacker. He knows he has bots and everything.
I don't give a fuck who you think you are.
Mm-hmm.
You want to fuck with me, you really be fucking around.
And what are you going to do?
You're fucking women.
Some old man's going to hurt me. Oh.
This old man is not so old.
Yeah, 40 years old man. Do you use Viagra?
What?
Do you have Viagra? Is that what's going on?
Listen, buddy, you better get this straightened out with your girlfriend. And don't start fucking with me.
How long do you live in Alberta for? Oh, man. Damn. Straightened out with the girlfriend. He was jerking off on camera. What a wiener.
Spirit God in him.
Hello? Yeah. Mikey129 shooting up his cock with Viagra. You know, there's an injection.
He's got the fear of God in him now, bro.
There's an injection now that you put in the cock that makes it hard. I saw that. There's a few porno actors that use that. Yeah, it's like a small little needle.
That just sounds like it's gotta hurt.
What? Daily Mail article from Nunu that it just says outrage. Egypt plans farewell intercourse law. Husbands, sex, dead wives, hours after death. What? You can have sex with your. Does this mean you can have sex with your dead wife a few hours after her death to say goodbye? It can't be. Outrageous. Egypt plans farewell intercourse law so husbands can have sex with dead wives up to 6 hours after their death. Uh-huh. Egyptian husbands will soon be legally allowed to have sex with their dead wives for up to 6 hours after their death. The controversial new law is part of a raft of measures being introduced by the Islamist-dominated parliament. It will also see the minimum age of marriage lowered to 14 and the ridding of women's rights of getting education and employed.
Man, is that like give a new meaning to fucking somebody to death?
Wow. The subject of a husband having sex with his dead wife arose in May 2011 when Moroccan cleric Zenzami Abdul Bari said marriage remains valid even after death. Wow. Okay. He also said that women have the right to have sex with their dead husband. Oh.
How's that going to work? Yeah, I think blood flow equals schwang. No schwang, no blood flow.
What would you do with a dead husband? Don't you get an erection when you die? I heard that, though. I've heard that story. You shit your pants and you get a hard on.
I heard you shit yourself and piss yourself. I never heard nothing about an erection.
I think you get an erection. I think when you die, you shit yourself, you piss yourself, and you get a hard on. Everyone dies with a boner. I think all men die with hard ons, I think that's
okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's how it happens, man.
I'm not taking your word on that one. I never heard that, but I can't dispute that. I have no evidence.
This is a fact. No, it's reported. There's science. There was a scientist who was talking about it. A scientist in Egypt. Yep.
Egyptian scientist. There you go. Mwah. He mummified his Peter.
Good. He mummified his dick. That's what they do, Milkman. You're right. They mummify that's what they do. They mummify the cock of the dead husband, and the woman gets to ride it one last time.
Bandages, and let's wait till it dries up. It's dry and hard, man.
Oh, boy. They inject cement into the urethra. Holy shit. God, he's dead. It doesn't hurt. What do you mean, ouch?
Man, you'll never feel it.
When I die, do whatever you want. My butt, I don't care. I don't care. Dude. I don't know. I want to be. If I die here, I want you all to know. At some point, if Corleo dies, I want to be cremated. don't want to be buried. I need to be buried. Wasting all that space. Trust me, it's a lot of space when it comes to me. Turn me in ashes. Throw me somewhere. Leave me on the coffee table. Make my wife watch me all the time. Clean me. I want my urn cleaned and shined every Saturday. All right? You guys got that? Write that down. Make sure
and
Athena does that.
On regularly?
I want it nice and clean every Thursday. It's the Thursdays, I want her to turn on the madhouse computer and put the microphone on the urn and just make it sit there for an hour. No pranks, no, just silence.
Just shake you off the ash so you can be heard.
Shake up the ashes on Thursday live on the microphone and hang it up. A special Madhouse Live episode, spreading Carlito's ashes. There you go. Could have been me last year. About this time last year, I was just about dead. Actually, I got released out of the hospital on April 26th last year. So today I was coming out of it.
I think it was a plot by our absconders, man, the haters, man. They were trying to do you in, man. But being the ever fearless General Eastman that you are, here you are still
invincible. Thank you. We got more prank calls to get to. Lonesome Loser is sending in more numbers. In the meantime, UK Ted will be joining us shortly. Has sent in a number that him and Tristan, a.k.a. Sooty from the Australia land, did, where they woke up someone in a hotel. Milkman, it's this rave, this rave idea that's sweeping the prank call nation within the last few weeks of waking up people in their hotel rooms and recording it and playing it like a prank call. I think it's an awesome idea.
What the hell?
Yeah, we should look into that. Yeah, here we go. UK and Sooty, hotel wake up call. Apparently, it got recorded halfway through, but here we go.
I mean, do you suffer from night tremors at all, or sleepwalk, or anything like that, Miss Earnshaw? If you can't,
this is unbelievable. I'm going back to sleep. I'm shaking with anger, and I will be right downstairs at 6 o'clock this in the morning to talk to the management about this.
Because I am a top manager, Miss Earnshaw, and like I said, I'm responsible for the safety and comfort of all our guests. And as long as I keep receiving noise complaints, like I said, I didn't want to come knocking on your door, but I wanted to discuss this over the phone and find out, you know, get to the bottom of this without causing any more issues for the other guests in the hotel tonight.
I'm absolutely 100% astounded that we're even having this conversation. I've been fast asleep since 11 o'clock tonight. You've woken me up at 4 o'clock in the morning. It is not coming from my room. So if you'd like to send the security card back up, you can check my call log. I've not been on the phone since 10 o'clock this evening.
So are you telling me that you weren't shouting loudly on the phone and using profanities at 10 to 4 this morning?
I tell you what, can you come up to my room? I would like to prove to you, now I'm wide awake, I would like to prove to you that is not me. Can you come up to my room, please?
Well, would you prefer to come down to the desk so we can talk about this?
I'm in my pyjamas, fast asleep in bed. No, I wouldn't like to come down to reception. I've been asleep since 4 o'clock this morning. So I would like to prove to you that it's not me, and then maybe you can go find the real source of the problem. So I'm now shaking with anger. So would you like to come up to my room, please, and then prove that it's not me?
I'm a married man. It's not for me to come up and see you in that state. But if you would like to come down to the front desk, I'd be more than happy to discuss it. I could send security to escort you if you'd like. But I'd really rather not have to have this discussion again. I mean, if I can get your assurance that you'll stop with the loud noises.
It's not me. Are you not listening to me? It's not me. I am genuine. It's not me. If it was me, I would apologise and say no. It's not me. I can't believe you're not hearing me or understanding. It's not me. It is genuinely not coming from me. I've been fast asleep for 5 hours, and you've now disturbed my sleep. I am now a guest in your hotel as well. I'm telling you, it's not coming from me, and I don't suffer from night tremors, and I'm not shouting. I'm fast asleep in bed. James, listen to me. I've been fast asleep since 11 o'clock. I'm a professional management consultant. I came to your hotel. I specifically asked reception to put me in a quiet room so that I could get a decent night's sleep. And I went to bed at 11 o'clock, and you've woken me at 4 in the morning.
Yeah,
you've woken me at 4 in the morning.
the quieter section of the hotel is the reason why I have to be a little less lenient with regards to noise complaints, and we
because
take them very
seriously. It's not coming from me. Can you accept that it's not coming from me, please? Otherwise, I'm gonna have to come downstairs, and then there's gonna be one hell of a complaint on my behalf for you waking me at 4 a.m. It is not, James. It is not coming from me. It is not. I've not been on the phone. I've been asleep since 11. I'm not lying to you. I've been asleep since 11 o'clock. You've woken me at 4 a.m. I'm now wide awake. I'm probably likely not to get back to sleep again.
Thank you, bro.
I don't know what your security guard was listening to, but it's not coming from me.
Well, I'm like I said, the only evidence I have is from the noise complaints I've got from your adjacent rooms. I remember the security guard who was stood outside your door, who came back and told me about this. So
Hello?
Hello?
Are you saying that I'm lying?
No, not at all, but, I mean, perhaps you're confused?
What? This has got to be some kind of a wind-up. I'm confused because you've just woken me up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Are you talking about the same room? I'm in 408, and I'm...
Well, are you aware of the time, Miss Earnshaw?
It's 4 o'clock in the morning. I've just checked my phone.
Awesome.
What was that noise? Hello?
That was good. Okay. Would you like me to...
That was good. Thank you. That made me laugh. Let's continue.
Oh, my. I'm really concerned. Preoccupation with the time. Is that not
God.
A consistent behavior?
Well, when you left in disgust last week, we started... Well, you were around for one of those where I played that sound on accident when they asked what time it was. Yeah. Anyway, it's almost done. I like this. This is good. Good so far. UK Ted, we'll have a full review at the end of it.
Put you through to the security guard who was actually at the room, because he's just come back to the desk now.
Yeah, right. That'll be great.
Okay. Grimace, would you, can you just speak to Miss Earnshaw, please, and explain to me what you explained to me?
Oh, how you doing?
I'm in room 408 and I've been asleep since 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
I've been now woken up.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know.
I've been asleep since 11 o'clock.
Yeah, no, I walk is past your person? Door.
Is his name the Grimace? Oh, Grimace.
I walk past your door later, lady, and I heard the noise. I put my ear on the door. I heard the moaning.
You heard the noise?
Yeah, I heard the noise.
Since 11 o'clock.
Yeah, no, I heard the noise. I walked past your house. I listened to the door. I heard the noise. I heard the moaning noise. You're making a noise very loud.
Okay, look, I'm going to go back to sleep. And if anybody has...
No.
This
is serious, lady. You can't do it. If you don't listen, you don't comply. I have to take you out of your room, lady.
I was fast asleep. I don't know what you're talking
about. Yeah. Sorry, this is just a prank call. You've been set up by your daughter, Gracie. You're actually streaming live on the radio now.
Woo! Woo!
91.3 Gold FM. What are you going to say?
Charlie, well done.
You've been a great sport there. What are you going to say to Gracie?
What on earth is this?
You've been set up by your daughter Gracie for a prank call on 93.1 FM. Aren't you just gonna kill her?
She's 7 years old. What is going on?
What a crazy little rugrat you've got there.
Keep her on a leash, ma'am.
Thanks for being such a great sport there, Sally.
All right. Well, good work, UK Ted. Nice. Good work. I'm more of a 98.6 The Mouth guy myself.
98.6
The Mouth.
That would have been better, I think. But good enough. Good enough. All right. Cool. Well, that was good. Richie sent in a number. Richie wanted to let Swollen Nuts know that he will defend your girlfriend if needed. We have Sophia, stupid girl, don't mention my name, being Richie. Don't say Richie, milkman, all right? Don't say Richie.
Don't say it.
Don't say Richie. Maybe I will say Richie. Richie, maybe I'll teach you a lesson for playing games.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 3-4.
All right. 3-4. 3-4! Yeah. Keep going on here. Keep moving on, rather.
Moving right along.
Oh, boy, I was tired. Woo! Tired.
Did those guys say what they recorded that on?
I don't know.
I need a good Skype recorder. I can't seem to find one that works.
There's a famous one called MP3 Skype Recorder, I thought.
I didn't know. I'm going to get it right now.
MP3 Skype Recorder? I think that's what it's called. I used it, but I didn't really have a need for it. I've used it. It works. It seems to work. It automatically records every single call you make.
Kidding now.
I think it's called MP3 Skype Recorder altogether. Look it up. I'm sure the chat room can help you out. Dustin sent in a number for used cows. Ask him if he does trade-ins. Okay, used cows. Aren't all cows used for something? Sexual things. Eating. Bartering. Milk. Milking.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Ah, shit. No cows there for now. Also have a different number here. No, we don't. Same thing. Used cows. Ken, Big Ken in the chat room, likes our link on Facebook. That's good. Thank you. Much appreciated for liking that. Ken sends in a number to ask about a TV license in the UK. The name of the company is Milky. That makes no sense. The name or company's Milky. Uh-huh. All right, here we go. Friend of Milkman's probably. I don't know. No answer there, but Corrupt Corruption has sent in a lady named Deborah, not Mansfield, who posted on Facebook asking, quote, anybody know of some good building material that you would like to get rid of, give away, or cheap? Give me a call, phone number. And it was about 30 minutes ago, a black woman, religious manager at Subway, and in the process of buying a house. She needs building material, milkman. All right, let's do it.
Let's do it, man. I got a bunch of beer cans that are empty.
You know, UK Ted says beer can is bacon in Jamaican. Beer can.
Yeah. 3020, number 549, El Cerrito Plaza.
Hello. This is Deborah.
Yes.
Hi, Deborah. I understand you're looking for some building material, good material to build with for your house, housing.
Yes.
What kind of things were you looking for exactly? I'd like to see if I can help you out.
I need a few sheets of tin.
Uh-huh.
And I need something to go around the bottom of the house.
Yeah, I've got a lot of tarp. I've got some tin that you can use to make a roof. I got tin that you know, that these Africans use to make houses with, and colored people.
Uh-huh.
I've got that stuff. I've got cement blocks that are here. Most of them, not all of them are broken. Some are, but most of them are not too broken. I have toilets also. Would you like a toilet to sit on the toilet?
Who is this?
Huh?
Who is this?
This is Cross. No, I saw you posting on Facebook. You're looking for some material to build a house, building a house.
Right.
Cross.
Cross?
Yeah.
Where do you live at? Here?
Yeah, I live there. And, you know, I was just hopefully get you could help me get this. This is good tin, good quality tin. I have a few toilets also you can use. You can sit down on the toilet. You can have the toilet if you like. They're clean toilets. They're new. They haven't been used. We've got the tarp. You think you could put the? What do you have? Like it's like a house with the crawl space underneath.
You know, I really don't know what's under there. I really don't.
Are there snakes and spiders down there? Maybe is it like a crawl space? Like what's it like? I don't. Is there like? Oh, she hung up. Yeah, she probably.
Oh my, wants. Deborah didn't last for too long there.
I thought it was Debbie Mansfield for a second there. It sounded like
it. Sure sounded like it, didn't
yeah,
it?
I was like, wait a minute.
I'm going to blow up your house.
Kiss my pussy.
Let's play one of those Debbie Mansfield calls in on the break.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. Is it like a space underneath, like a crawl space under the house like that you need to cover from animals and things? Because I have like the netting and all that
yeah.
to do.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll even help you out. I'll take care of that for you. What I do is I use about 2 foot stakes of wood and I put them down and then the wiring goes around it and it's like a netting and nothing gets through that. No animals, no squirrels, raccoons, nothing gets through that.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what did you say your name was?
This is Cross. Cross. Yeah, and then these.
R-S-S?
Yeah, and how many toilets? Is it just you that you know? Would you just need one toilet?
Well, you can't use one at a time. I don't think no one can.
I mean, is there more than one person? How many people are going to be there? I'll give you a toilet for each person. Well, I'll put in toilets and everything everywhere.
No, we don't want one for each person.
What's that?
No, we don't want one for each person. No, we don't want that.
Oh, well, you can wash your face and your hands in the toilet also.
Yeah, okay, so this is a joke?
No.
Yeah, so, but I thank you anyway, okay?
Listen, do you want me to help you out with the netting to cover the animals so they don't come in?
No, thank you.
You know what can happen? You know, a friend of mine, he had a snake come through the toilet and bite him in the vagina.
Oh, that's okay.
Hey, the snake will bite you. Okay. It will go inside your vagina and make babies. Oh.
Your friend got bit in the vagina?
Yeah, his friend.
His yeah, friend, that's right.
My friend, he got bit in the vagina.
Right on the vaginal folding. The slither went forward to Travis. Man.
Tabachi sending me a message saying he sent you some something in Skype.
He sent me some toilets he's trying to get rid of. Hello? She doesn't want to play anymore. The lady that needs free things. Oh, I like that. Thanks, Corrupt Corruption. You've been a long-time friend of the show. And you're deserving of a pat on the back. I appreciate that. Tabachi sending in... Are they sound effects? What are these? One of them says Banchoed Beeps. Banchoed Beeps. And 1 minute remaining for the download right now. Another one that says Womanger Can Sue You. Whoa.
Yeah, I don't know. He just said to open the file or something like that.
I don't know. He needs to try to resend some of them because not all of them are coming through. Some of them got canceled because I wasn't paying attention. So, Tabachi, I'll keep that up there. Please go ahead and resend those files. And also, let me know what they are. I'd like to know. Please report.
It's probably easier to send them in an email, isn't it?
Email. You know, email's ganky. Skype's fine as long as I get a heads up. Then I will go in there. I'll pay attention. Don't cancel the transfers. Just send them in there. I gotta itch my ear, which means you guys on Skype are gonna hear some rustling. Because the microphone's in my ear.
God damn it!
The microphone's in my ear. You know. Sorry.
Oh, is that how you get around it? You just stick it in the headphone.
Just stick it in the headphone. So you, well, mostly for Milkman. You know, Milkman. Remember, Milkman used to have to hear that crazy echo and all that shit back in the day. Remember how
Milkman used to sound like shit.
Yeah, it was wild.
Crazy.
I was listening to some 0708 stuff, and Milkman sounded terrible.
Oh, you should have heard the 05 stuff, man. They used to use Gizmo. Gizmo doesn't even exist anymore. I think who bought Gizmo? Wasn't that Google that bought Gizmo, right?
It's out of Google, Microsoft. They buy everything.
Yeah.
And it went to some kind of SIP client too for towards the end. But back then, I think my maximum speed was like 300. So I was like, that was like dynamite on the island, man. So it's no wonder, you know, I'm getting under 100 up. You know that I was sounding like shit.
Holy crap! You were getting 300K. Wow.
Yeah.
Remember you had that wireless DSL or whatever, remember? For a while.
Yeah, that wasn't so bad though. Yeah. That was better, but we wasn't using Gizmo then. That was towards the end.
Yeah, towards the end you had that DSL provider that was wireless, because out in the mountains.
Yeah, it was a WiMAX provider actually. Yeah.
That was wicked. I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah, I wish we had that shit here, because that thing was really nice, man. You could take that modem anywhere and point out the window at the mountain, and man, you had the signal.
Oh, that reminds me. These guys that they do one of the Twitch shows. They do the radio guys, Ham Nation. They do the ham radio guys.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is on a new. He's one of the people that are testing out this new satellite internet. He's in a remote area. I want to say he's like in a remote area, like in Minnesota or some shit like that, or Montana, and a vacation house that he has there with his wife. And he's got a satellite connection that's like, I think he said it's like 50 down and 50 up, 50 megs down and 50 megs up on satellite.
What the fuck? Jesus,
yeah,
man.
I'm trying to remember.
Rockets on that shit.
Yeah, I was like, whoa, what the fuck? What protocol is that?
I think like maximum was like 600 per use, man.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, Hughes sucks too. Like if that satellite, the dish isn't pointing right, you get it's shit. And then I think you have to use a phone line for the upload. Something, right? Like it's dial up speed upload, and the download's like maybe like six, like you said, 600K down or something.
It's horrible.
I'm trying to see what Ham Nation satellite. What was he saying? What provider? He was talking about this.
Yeah, send me the link.
Yeah, I don't know. He said it was new, that they were still trying it out, but he was one of the test people, and he was getting like. Whatever was, I don't know if it was 50 or 20 or something. Whatever it was like, yeah, that was pretty goddamn decent for satellite. I'd jump on that in a minute. Get out, you
know. Anything that's in the megs, man, has got to be worth it, man.
No, it was several megs. You know, it was comparable.
You know, half a K.
Whatever it was comparable to what, you know, I get now from Comcast. I was pretty impressed. I was like, wow, satellite.
Satellite's fucking janky. Like, I know what my mother-in-law has it, and in the wintertime, it's fine, but when the trees grow and shit, the leaves fucks it all up.
Yeah. And rain, too. You get the rain and
fucking snow and fucking clouds. You're done.
It's over. Is the video stream... Someone says the video stream... UK test says the video stream is down. It better not be.
It's been on and off.
Has it? Looks okay to me. Well, it's never been perfect. At least it's working okay. Better than it was before. At least it's working.
Well, he's in the fucking UK, you know? Who knows what's happening under the ocean?
Yeah, he's fucking stupid. No, sorry. No, that was a good prank you did, UK Ted. And I appreciate everything you do for Madhouse.
Hermano.
Yes.
You guys ever... did you ever get the hold of the kidney mangoes there back home?
Any what was that? I'm sorry. Any what?
The kidney mangoes.
No, kidney mangoes. No, can't say I'm familiar with that. No, what's that?
Oh my god, dude! They grow all over the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico, like, you know, indigenously. Okay. Well, I found a source of them up here, man. They got a different name, but the same thing we call kidney mangoes. Atahualpa mango. Oh my god, dude! They are so good.
Yeah, mangoes are alright, you know. After a while, they start tasting like, how do you say, like carrots to me for some reason. I don't know. I get
nah,
that.
Nah, nah, nah. Yeah, and don't eat the skin, number one. Some
oh, no.
Can,
nah,
some
I never eat
can.
The skin. No. Hell no.
Some you can, but that's not one of them. It does kind of taste carrot to me.
Alright, so Banshoot Beeps. Let's see what this is from Tabachi. Let's listen to this.
Oh, hey, man. How you doing? Hey, this is Gary. I'm in room 110, and we're just wondering if you get some room service, please.
110?
Yeah, I'm looking at the menu right now. I wonder if you could place an order. We'd like a side of bacon, please. Two sides of bacon. And I also would like, where did that go? The veggie omelet. So two sides of bacon and a veggie omelet, please. Okie dokie. Hello. You okay, buddy? No, Bonchon. Bonchon. What is this noise? Your batteries are running dead, sir. Well, let's set up a loop.
Bastard!
You bastard! You motherfucker! I'm at your gun! Yeah!
What did he do?
You could be making money right now, sir. All he's got is hang up. He hung up!
It was just a little loud. The guy was going nuts in the background, though. It sucks it was beeping. Whatever beeping he was, how was he doing that? Holy shit.
Sounded like he had some soundboard shit going on, too.
God, yeah. I was like, moderate shit? All right, here's one called Ha Ha. Maybe this is more of Tabachi giggling.
You think a tracer can stop me?
Yep, called it.
Hi, may I help you?
All right, Tabachi, I don't know what's going on with that, man. I just don't know, man. You're really messing with my Zen thing tonight, dude. Special Chinese rice. Come on, let's turn it around.
Hello, I'm trying to place an order. Why do you hang up?
Well, I just say hello, but no one calls.
Right, and I'm like,
answer.
I'm trying to tell you, man. All right, well, here's the order. You ready?
Take out that over.
It's going to be for takeout.
You mean you will come to my restaurant for pickup, right?
No, I come to you. Duh, yes. I want an order of General Tso's chicken.
Uh-huh.
Spring roll on the side. And then
what kind of rice?
Then, I don't know, Chinese rice, whatever you usually put on there.
They're so cute. Whenever I see Asian women, all I can think about is getting jerked off by them. After the flip, that's all I think about now. I was really hoping we'd be able to hear from 722927, but no answer tonight. No answer there, Milkman. Well, anyway, any thoughts, Milkman, on how the show is going or not going?
Oh, it's going good, man. Actually, it's going very good, man.
Thanks. I'm glad you're here to tell me that. Lonesome, sending in more numbers. More request of pranks coming in also. We got stuff all around the board to work with. We got an hour left to show.
I am mobile at the moment, so that's why my audio quality's changed.
Foo! We're about 33.333% through with this show for now. Yeah. All right. Let's see. Brandon Vegas is calling. I want to talk to him. Hang on. He's got something I have to talk to him about. Brandon Vegas.
Hey. No, is my mic too loud, or is it all right?
Yeah, it sounds okay to me. Don't worry about it. Everything's too loud tonight, so it's all good.
Okay.
Anyway, so, yeah. Drew Garabo's got a new show, huh?
Yeah, I called into it this morning.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. I haven't heard it yet. Is it? Do you know, is there a podcast feed of it, like his morning one, or no?
No, not on this radio station yet. There isn't. All right. But I have the first day. I have the entire first day stream ripped.
Oh, that's good. That's good. How'd you ever get into, like, Drew Garabo and the Atlanta radio stuff? Like, you live out in Vegas and stuff. I'm confused. Did you hear him on XM or something?
Yeah, because TKS used to be on XM 152, so that's how I started listening to those guys.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Because Bubba used to be on there, too, until Clear Channel fired him, so I used to even listen to Bubba on XM back in the day.
Right. Right. I remember those days. Bubba, the whole the pig incident.
Yeah, now they're all on the same radio station. You got Bubba Mornings, Drew Middays, Cowhead. Some guy from San Antonio. That show kind of sucks, though.
Okay.
Nick and Artie. Well, Nick and Artie's on right now.
Yeah, yeah.
That show's good.
I've got the podcast that I catch it sometimes. I listen because the podcast is it's hourly, so I'll listen to an hour of it sometimes. It comes up in my rotation at work. Okay. Anyway, so look. Looking for more requested pranks here. See if you got anything. You're welcome to stay on the line if you'd like.
All right.
Just don't talk about
my mic though, because it sounds like shit. I don't know. It's okay. You said it sounds like shit on my end, but it
doesn't sound that bad to me. It's okay.
All right.
We got that number already done. Let's see what else we got here. That's Deborah. The house she's buying. UK Godfather wants us to call the BBC hospital. No, he wants us to call the BBC Bristol. Local BBC station, sorry about hospital numbers. Also, can you please unblock me in the chat room? How did UK Godfather got blocked in the chat room? What the? Oh, God. Why is UK Godfather blocked in the chat room? What am I missing here? Brendan, are you in the chat room? What's going on in the chat room? Are you there?
They're just talking. I don't really see any shenanigans going on.
Jeez. Unban him. I don't have time for that right now. But he sent in a number for... Unless there was a reason for... I mean, I don't know. Was there a reason for banning him?
I don't see anything.
I'll have to review the logs. I don't know. It's just getting a little out of hand. Milkman's mobile. This number is in the UK, supposedly. Comes up with the flag of a country I've never seen before. I don't know. What country is that? Let's call it. Foreign country. Russia. All right. Let's call Russia. If this works. Invalid phone number. Never mind. I don't know why I still can't figure out how you do the 011. I think it's do the plus 44 and take out the 011. Or the plus 0? Isn't it? I just did it a minute ago. Plus?
I see plus 44s in the... little log here.
Yeah, it's like plus 4411, right? Let's see. Hang on. Oh, good. Is that crazy fucker? Crazy fucker, is that you? There's a gentleman in the chat room as CFFC. Is that crazy fucker? I've been watching out for crazy fucker. I know he comes in sometimes. Crazy fucker, is that you? Identify yourself and get me a phone number to give you a call at. Send me an email. Send a request to prank in the chat room with your phone number. Crazy fucker, that's really you. I really would like to talk to you. Got a lot of things to talk to you about. So if in the chat room, if CFFC is crazy fucker from California, please contact me. Through Nunu, you use the request a prank button there in the chat room that you're looking at. There's a button that says request a prank. Click on it and fill out your phone number in there. Put me a quick message, or if you can figure out how to send a private message in there, if you click my name once in the chat room, you can send me a private message. I would love to talk to you. It's been years, man, and everyone asks about you. It'd be great. Thank you. Thank you.
How many downloads does the podcast get? Because I've ran into someone that actually heard of me a while ago, and I was like, "What from what?"
Really?
Because I always remember the old shows. I only had 30, 40 live listeners, and we knew who all of them were. So when this person came up to me, I had no idea who it were. Kind of freaked me out a little bit.
The last time I had stats running on it, it was, mind you, this is a year and a half ago. It was right before I moved and then got sick. I think there were a few hundred. I want to say it was hovering around 350 to 380 on average of daily hits, uniques to the podcast feed. So that means there were people that had it subscribed. Yeah. And their feeds were checking, at least 24 hours a day, every day, at least once.
Regular. For updates and stuff.
Yeah. But I think we lost a lot of them when I had that long period when I was sick, when I didn't do shows for a few months. And with the move, I had 2 months off, and I came back, and then I got sick. I think it's picked up pretty quickly, but my problem is I went to go check recently, and I went and I logged into my hosting control panel, and the stats were disabled. I don't remember ever disabling the stats. I re-enabled them, and I don't know if – I've got to go in there and check and see if I can find out. They changed the control panel, and for some reason I can't figure out how to determine who hit that subfolder.
Oh, okay.
Where it is, so I'm working on it. I am curious, and we're, for a while they were hovering 300. I would say we're probably at the same right now.
Okay.
Just on feedback, I don't know. So that's cool. It's mostly, I mean, well, actually, our live listeners, I hit over 100 every week, Dale.
Oh, that's good. Oh, okay,
we've been hitting combined, not just on one station, combined Cacti and Blue Planet 100. We have two or three, maybe we have about 5 or 10 unique people just on live stream also. So we're over 100 each week, and that's pretty good. That's really good. I didn't expect that to happen anytime soon.
Yeah, for a live show especially.
Yeah, so that's good. That gives you an idea. It's probably a lot more. I would say there's probably a lot more podcast listeners than there used to be. Anyway.
Okay.
The thing is, up until this week, I've been good. I've kept it updated. I haven't missed a week. Always once a week, and I didn't have a chance. So, sucks. I'll catch up. All right, we're calling the UK. Milton Sills is the first number. We got other businesses we can call also, but it's getting that time. It's kind of warm in here. Thinking about going and turning on the fan.
Turn on the fan, man. I'm still with the customer, bro.
All right. Thanks.
Hello?
Hello. Is this Milton, or is Milton there?
Who's that?
I'm the man who's in charge of watching the toilets being flushed too much.
Sorry?
I'm in charge of watching the water usage here in this area of London on Robin Hood Lane. And there's a report, there's a lot of flushing from this home, a lot of water usage. I don't know, is there a leaky faucet there, perhaps?
Joking, what time, it's 5 o'clock in the morning.
Well, I know, it woke me out of bed, the alarm came on, and I'm on call, and it said there's a water leakage from this home.
Look, I know, hang on a second.
What?
What's your name?
My name is Cross. I'm with Valentin Associates. We're contracted with the UK government, the Department of Water Association.
You're winding me up.
Well, if there's a water leak, there's a drought right now, drought conditions in England. I don't know if you're aware. The United Kingdom.
Is, yeah, I do. Hang on just a second.
Okay.
Hello? Huh?
Yes, am I speaking with Milton Sills?
Yeah, speaking.
Great. This is Cross Valente. I'm with Valente and Associates, and we're contracted by the UK government, specifically London, because of the drought conditions. If there's a water leakage in any residence or building, the computer notifies someone on staff, and I'm the on-call person for tonight. And within the last hour, there's been a large amount of water leakage from your home. So we're calling to ask you to please correct that. I don't know if you have a leaky faucet, or do you have a spout outside, a source of water outside of your home that might be on, that someone left on, perhaps?
No.
Or any of your faucets? Can you check your faucets then? Perhaps maybe one of them is dripping or leaking water?
No, but how can you tell that our water is leaking?
The water pressure is not staying constant. It's been fluctuating and dropping.
Well,
can you know what happens sometimes is that there's some air in the toilet, in the pipes leaving out through the toilet machine. Can you flush?
Tell you what, no, you do me a favor. Can you ring me at 9 o'clock in the morning?
Well, could you just to solve this so I don't have to bother you again? Can you just flush the toilet and I'll watch on the computer and it should go down and I can just leave you alone and this will be over.
No, I won't do that. No.
Well, if you just flush the toilet, I'll see the drop, and it should. And if it comes back to normal, then that's all it is. There's air in the pipe, sir. I think that's what it is.
I have your number. I will ring you back in the morning.
Sir, you have air in the toilet machine.
And what's the name of your company?
This is Valente & Associates.
Yeah, I've no idea who you are.
Yeah,
and we get our water from Thames Water.
Yeah, they.
And I will speak to them in the morning. Can I have your name?
We're contracted with Thames Water, sir. You need to abide by this, or we're going to shut your water off in the next 60 minutes.
What?
We're going to shut your water off from the street in the next 60 minutes if you don't get this solved.
But there's nothing happening here.
Well, I'm telling you, 70% of the time that this is happening, there's some air that got into the toilet pipe, the pipe that leads out from the toilet. And if you flush it, it'll resolve itself. The computer will show me, and that'll be it.
Right, I'll flush the toilet.
Go ahead, please. All right, let me do a check. It's coming up now. Right. Okay, this says here that, well, it's going down a little bit. Is this still filling up, the bassinet in the back, the holes, the water tank? Is it still filling?
Obviously it is, yeah.
Well, tell me, can you let me know when it stops, please? Obviously, the water pressure is still fluctuating. Ridiculous. Is it still going?
Yeah.
You have one of those slow ones?
What do you mean?
No wonder. Is it done?
No.
Can you close the valve under the toilet?
Sorry, no, it is full. Sorry.
It's full now? All right, let me do a check here. Hang on. Don't flush. Please don't flush the toilet again. And
actually,
don't...
no, it's not full. No. It's still filling up.
Okay.
It's a very slow fill.
Oh, wow. Goodness. How old is that? You know, Thames Water will subsidize new toilets and fixtures for you if you need help financially to do that, more efficient ones.
Anyway, I need to go back to bed now, so if you can get them to ring me in the morning.
Is it done, sir?
No, it's still filling up.
How long does it usually take? There's a valve under the toilet that you can turn to close it. Can you do that for me?
Why would I want to turn it off? It hasn't filled up yet.
Well, that's fine. Just to stop it, and I'll do the check, and if it's okay, then you can turn it back on and let it finish.
No.
Jesus. You have to work with me here, sir. You have to work with me. We're going to shut the water off then ourselves. We're going to shut it off. I'm sending a technician out right now.
Okay, you do that. Good night.
Well, whatever. That's a dispatching technician going on. They're kind of pretty cooperative of them. Nice. The slowest toilet ever. Good God. Tell me about it. Slow fucking toilet.
I think it's one of them hand pump deals where you got to hand pump the well to get the water.
I know. One of those ones, the lever on the chain. You know, the pulley.
They got the water closet, you know, and they got the tank clamp over your head.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking they got, yeah. The tank with the chain on it, ew.
Yeah, it's kind of like a shower almost, man, but it flushes your toilet.
Oh, boy.
That was a good one, man.
All right, let me let Tristan and Ken. It's the last, are we okay to have more people on now, Milkman? It's the last 45 minutes of the show, all right?
Go for it, man. It's been a great show, man. I've had a good time, man. I'm sure everybody's
enjoyed
themselves.
Hey, Crikey. Hello. Crikey, Ken and the Australian are here. Hey, gentlemen.
Hey, what's going on? What the hell was that guy doing? Filling his toilet by hand?
God, I don't know.
He's sitting there spitting in the back of the tank trying to fill that fucker up.
It's still going.
He had a little one-quart pail, man. He was taking a bucket, you know, scooping it out.
Using a cup. Sitting there, take it out of the bowl. But yeah,
Dixie cup. Yeah, exactly.
Holy shit. Wow. All right. Well,
I make we're burning as fast as we can.
Yeah. Don't have the flushing power. That's a shitty toilet.
You're taking on water.
And as always, the wife's in the background. It's a wind up. Don't hang up. Don't flush the toilet. I didn't think I'm going to do. It's a prank. I'm going to.
I thought I heard that going on. I could not make it out.
I'm gonna hack their house with the toilet flushing.
You know, you just get an in-home video of that and look on their faces while they're holding the phone.
I saw this on TV. They come in through the toilet when you flush it.
Hello?
Yes, hi, sir. I'm calling from the United Kingdom Water Administration. My name is Cross. I just got an alarm here on the computer that there's some type of water leak. I hope you know with the emergency acts with the drought in the United Kingdom. Water is a scarce and protected source.
And you're phoning me at 5 o'clock in the morning to tell me I have a water leak?
Yes. Do you have a toilet that's not flushed correctly?
I can't believe it. I cannot believe you're phoning me at 5 o'clock in the morning to tell me that I have a flushing toilet.
This is a national emergency. Do you have one of those toilets that keeps leaking water all the time?
I can't believe this. This is nonsense. How have you got a record? Hello?
Yes, it's all on computers. We're watching the water usage from your home right now.
How can you do that? This is a nonsense. Don't be so stupid.
The water pressure from the house and the meter outside. It's
there
electronic.
There is no meter outside. I'm not metered.
Yes, everyone is metered on the street, sir.
No one's metered on the street.
Well, I'm watching here on the computer, and it says 132 Babington Road has a water leak.
Why are you phoning me at 5 o'clock in the morning?
Because this is an emergency. I was woken up
out
of bed to handle this.
How can it be an emergency? Don't be so stupid. Emergency. You phone someone at 5 o'clock in the morning because the water is supposedly running.
That's right. There's a drought right now, and wasting water is a crime. We'll shut your water off from the street, sir.
Okay, shut my fucking water off from the street. I can't believe you're phoning me at this time in the morning. Can I have your name?
This is Cross Lopez.
Cross Lopez, and you're phoning me from where?
I'm phoning you from the call center at representing Valente & Associates, contracted by the United Kingdom government and Thames Water.
But 5 o'clock in the morning?
Yes, sir. 5 o'clock in the morning. You have a water leak. You're wasting water.
It's a hoax call. Don't be so stupid. I can't believe this nonsense.
Wasting water.
Yeah, calling you at 5 in the morning. Have you heard the early bird gets the worm, you son of a bitch?
Hoax call. Oh, boy.
Yeah, I haven't heard anybody refer to it as a coax call before. It's pretty funny.
Hoax call. Yeah, that's the first time.
It's a fucking hoax candidate.
The hoax caller's on the phone.
I like it when they're in there. It's a wind-up.
It's a wind-up. Hang up. It's a wind-up. Don't listen to him. Hoax caller.
Hello?
Yes, hello. This is Valente. I'm calling from the United Kingdom Water Administration, represented by Thames Water. You're a customer of Thames Water, and you have a water leak, ma'am. Were you aware of this? Hello?
Hello, yes?
Yes, you have a leak in your water. The computer here is showing that there's a water leak in your home. You're wasting water. We would like you to correct that, please. Do you have a toilet that keeps flowing right now, or do you have a faucet?
Who are you?
My name is Valente. I'm calling for Roger Brown. The computer here showing 34 Hayes has a water leak.
Well, I mean, that can't be right.
Do you have a faucet, or is there something going on with your water there right now? There's a waste of water happening for the last 60 minutes.
Where are you phoning from?
I'm calling from Valente & Associates is the company. We're contracted by Thames Water because of the national emergency because of the drought. The United Kingdom government basically enacted emergency powers, and we're monitoring everyone's water usage. The computer here shows that your home has a water leak that's been going on for the last 60 minutes. I'd like you to check all your faucets if you could. At least sometimes, most of the time, this is the toilet that's has air in the system.
Where are you phoning from?
Well, I'm in the United States. We're in a call center, and we're working on contract with Thames Water. And
do you know what the time is here?
5:20 in the morning, I believe.
Yeah, well, I mean, we don't have a phone call.
Well, this is
in the morning.
The computer gives me an alarm and tells me we need to call you immediately. You need to fix this problem. You're wasting water, and there's a drought, sir.
There's no tap on.
Well, like I said, when was the last time someone flushed the toilet? Because what happens is...
I'll go and check, but I don't think that you've got... I think you've got a mistake.
Well, what happens sometimes air gets in the toilet when you flush it, and it stays in there like a large bubble, and that causes the water to keep leaking. That might 80% of the time, 8 out of 10 times, that's what happens. And if you flush the toilet, it just resolves the problem. The computer will show me immediately, and then we can just forget about this. Would you mind flushing the toilet with me on the line? I'll watch on the computer and let you know.
Flush every toilet.
Okay. All right. Let me know when it's done flushing. Is it done?
It's flushed one.
All right. Let me run the test here. All right. It's coming through. Wait, is your tank still filling up right now? Sir?
Yep.
Is the toilet tank full yet, or is it still filling up?
It'll be filling up.
Can you let me... I need it. Oh, did you just flush it again?
I flushed another toilet.
Oh, no.
Why not?
Oh, you just messed up the numbers.
What?
You messed up the numbers on the computer.
Well,
oh, your numbers are way out of whack now. I wasn't expecting another flush. Did I instruct you to flush the toilet again, sir?
You did instruct me, yes.
Listen, sir, to the words when I say them to you. You flush toilets when I ask you to, sir, please. I know you're trying to help.
You did ask me to.
I'm a professional. I asked you to flush one toilet.
Well, I'll flush two for you. That's even better.
Well, no, that's not right, sir, because now the computer's all messed up.
Well, I'm sorry about that.
Well, you know what? I'm going to have to send someone out there to shut your water off right now.
No, don't be silly.
Well, no, we're going to shut it off from the street, sir. He should be there within the next 60 minutes.
Well, that's very nice of him.
Well, you're going to be without water.
No, I think I can't believe it. Well, now,
there's going to be a full review of your water account, and then once you've made the repairs to your home, to your plumbing system, then we'll turn it on.
There's nothing wrong with our plumbing system.
Well, I have information I'm supposed to read to you now because of this infraction and this violation that you made.
There's no violation.
I regret to inform you, sir, that your water within the next 60 minutes will be shut down by Thames Water Association. It is recommended that you go out and purchase at least a quart or day or more of water per person in your household for the next 7 days. After which time, there will be a full review after you've been allowed 7 days for repairs to your home, particularly your plumbing system. After a water inspector has inspected your home and passed, you will be able to return to normal usage of the water grid.
Would you just like to check to see whether there's a leak now?
Sure, let me check. Coming up now.
Good. I can hear it speaking.
It says here now that you're retaining water.
What?
You're negative water now.
What do you mean negative water?
I've never seen this come up before on the computer. I'm confused. You're negative water. You're producing water now, apparently. How are you doing that?
That's very good.
I don't understand how that's possible.
Well, it sounds to me as though the technology is not working very well.
Well, let's run it again. All right, here we go. All right, it says... Okay, it says here that... No, you're okay now. Your water is back to normal. Good.
Is this some big joke?
No. That we've got the water. I think flushing the second toilet actually is what did it. There was air in the water system, and it was causing a slight leak through the bowl of the water of the toilet, where you actually defecate in. When you sit down in the toilet, you urinate, you defecate inside of it, and you wipe to clean, and you put papers in there, and you flush the toilet, and it moves the bowels, the bowel
moves
movements.
What?
Huh?
There was no connection between flushing a toilet, the way the flush goes, and the water coming in.
Well, that's why I was confused. That's why it looks like you had air in the system, in the toilet system that you use there. I don't know. Are these older toilets that you have?
What do you mean by older?
Well, are they more than 10 years old?
I think this is a ridiculous conversation at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Well, I just want to take down the details because I think it's been very useful. to me.
Yeah, see, with these older toilets...
Can you give me your details? Can you give me your phone number?
Well, I'm sure it came up there.
What's your contract number with Thames Water?
The contract number is 020-8556.
020-8556. Right. 020-8526.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And your name?
Okay, my name is Valente.
Who?
Valente.
How do you spell that?
V as in Victor, A-L-E-N-T-E.
Right.
Okay, and then...
And what's your phone number?
Well,
you
then...
You have a wonderful phone. Wonderful.
That number, do you not have caller ID there, or...?
No, but I just wanted to be able to phone you up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
What's your number?
Number is, let's see, 11...
Right.
011... 020...
020...
8946...
Yeah.
605...
Say it again.
8946...
8946...
6052...
Right. Right, and where are you?
Well, that supposedly gets you here to the call center. I'm in Chicago, Illinois, but we do contract work with Thames Water. That's a company in the United Kingdom that provides water services.
And no, well, we don't. We're not on Thames Water.
I know, but the United Kingdom
government—we're on Southern Water.
Exactly. Yeah, Southern Water is also
Anglian Water. We're on.
Okay, yeah. The United Kingdom government has basically taken over.
Yeah, who's the Prime Minister?
David Brown. I'm American. I don't know.
Yeah, who's the President of the United States?
Barack Hussein Obama.
Well, is he a good guy?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, okay. Is he crazy?
No, he's what are you trying to say?
Well, I'm trying to say that there's one or two people in the United States who are crazy.
Are you trying to make a threat against the President of the United States?
No, I just want assessing your opinion.
Watch your language, sir. Don't get snippy with me.
Are you going to vote for him, or are you going to vote for Mitt Romney?
I'm going to vote for Barack Obama.
Are you? Well, okay, good luck. Anyway, it's been nice talking to you.
What I want to let you know is that if there's air in the system, you might be having a lot of fiber in your diet. It might be something like that, maybe gas. When you flush the toilet, try to not sit on the toilet and expel gas. Stand up, do that, then sit down and have your bowel movement.
Okay.
Some gas is okay, but not too much.
It's been a real pleasure talking to you.
Okay.
And I'm amazed at the sophistication of American technology.
Uh-huh.
But I'm disappointed in the fact that you don't know anything.
Well, it's Gordon David. What's his name? He's got funny teeth, the Prime Minister. You know the guy, Gordon...
Tony Blair.
Berlusconi, that guy?
No, Tony Blair.
No, he's gone. He's been gone.
Is he?
Yes, he's gone.
You're ahead of me.
What about the Queen Mother?
Yeah.
It's
nice having a chat.
Did you know the Queen Mother is dead?
What? I didn't know you had a Queen Mother.
You don't have a Queen Mother anymore. We haven't got a Queen Mother. Get your facts right, please. David Cameron.
Anyway, it's been nice to talk to you.
All right. Well, God bless you, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. You know, British people aren't very religious, I've noticed.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Have you noticed that you never run into a religious British person? Or that say, God bless you. In the United States, all the time, people all the time, have a blessed day. God bless you. God, you know, God this.
Well, they're all crazy fucks like UK Ted Nunu.
Why aren't they into the church?
I think if you really pressed it, you could have got him to take a piss or a shit in that toilet in an accurate test. I'm sure he would have did it.
Got upset about him flushing a toilet without permission.
His wife kept chiming in the background.
Yeah, I know.
All you wanted to do is give one toilet flush. He goes and fires off fucking two.
Yeah. All right, that was fun. Nunu says we should guard that number. Keep that number. Okay, I'll put you in charge of that. Mary Juana. Yo, Carlito, I always put this in Request a Prank, but you never get to it. Best Buy in San Diego, and the manager, Donna, is a cunty old bitch. All right. Are they You think they're open?
Oh, fuck, today's your day.
I think Best Buy is usually closed at 9. It's 9:30 right now in California.
It depends down there. You never know.
Yeah, and see, he sent this number right at 9 o'clock. I'll try it. I doubt it, though. I think you're right. I'm going to have to make a note of this for next week, and I did see that in the chat room last week. You kept saying call the Best Buy that you sent. I don't know why I don't see that request or prank when you send it. Marijuana. No sé por qué no lo veo.
Aquí.
Okay, ¿cómo? Invalid phone number. It's got a 2 in there? What's going on? Let me try again.
Is there a fucking Q and a 1-9er?
Did I catch a 9er in there somewhere?
Was that guy on a CB? What was that? Was the old TeamSpeak server still around?
Oh, shit. No, wow. TeamSpeak, that's old school.
Thank you for calling Best Buy in Encinitas Ranch Town Center, home of the Geek Squad.
Did you know you can make a purchase over the phone?
You have pressed an invalid key. Please try again. We are currently closed.
Yeah.
For store hours, press 1. It's for directions, press 2. If you...
Yeah, marijuana. I'm going to have to call that next week. Please make a note. I'm going to write it down on a post-it note and put it on my screen on the side of the monitor. I want
to
make sure
it still works there.
I know. By the time we get to her, she won't work there anymore. Enigma says, you know, this is fucking bullshit. I'm banned from IRC for doing nothing. Milkman opt me for some reason. Then when you asked why I was op and banned me, AMD banned me. I've been a long-time listener, even supported Madhouse with donations. As well as set the live banner on my prankarchive.com site, and I even idle IRC. Nunu kicks for no reason, it's bullshit, unban me. I don't know what's going on. Why do you kick Enigma so much? What did Enigma do to you? Tell me, I want to know. I'm going to get to the bottom. We're going to have a mediation here.
Right, kicked him because he's a mulatto.
Yeah, there was a lot of... Nunu was doing a lot of... he was swinging the chain early in the chat.
Yeah.
He was spamming the shit out of it earlier, too.
Yeah, he was spamming and kicking people off. Especially the 420 guy. Is that the Enigma guy?
Yeah, 420 so. Enigma, yeah. But what was 420 Enigma doing?
Nothing, really. He just talked shit about Nunu.
Because
Nunu's a wanker. Yeah.
Nunu's kicked me before, too, man.
Yeah, Nunu, come on, knock it off, man.
He says that Enigma is a cunt.
Enigma's a cunt. I'll let him back in because Nunu doesn't like him. There you go. Look, he was sitting there keeping a reconnect. Reconnect. Crazy fucker from California, I believe it's him, says Christian fellow fucking fascists. Okay, it's a tongue twister. Crazy fucker, I really hope that's you. Dude, come on, man. If that's you, call in. Let me call you. Please, give me your number. Send me an email, madhouseradio@gmail.com, crazy fucker. madhouseradio@gmail.com. Tell me it's you with your phone number, and I will call you. I would love to talk to you. It's been forever. If it's really you, is he even listening?
Yeah, just in the chat room typing random
He's
shit.
He's just typing shit. I'll put a chat message there. madhouseradio@gmail.com, crazy fucker, send your number. There we go. All right, I'm going to get a bunch of random numbers. I don't have a phone and live in my van. Okay.
Wow.
That must be crazy fucker then, huh? That
stealing some Wi-Fi from McDonald's.
That must be crazy fucker, yeah, I guess so. All right, well, cool.
Crazy fucker.
That crazy fucker. Milkman, you hear that? You're doing better than him, man. All right.
Milkman's cruising around getting fucking blowjobs in his cab.
I know, man. Blowjobs from French whores all the time. Woo! Crazy fucker just in his van.
Bulgarian,
on the river.
Damn it.
Whatever. Bulgarian. It's all the same. They all got hairy pussies.
Ugh, and hairy armpits.
Yeah. You know, Artie called me yesterday. Went on a date with a big girl. And again, he's like, I don't know if there's a problem. I'm like, what? And he's like, she has SBS. And I'm like, SBS. What is SBS? He goes, stinky box syndrome. I'm like, oh.
Yuck.
There's nothing worse than that.
I know. And I'm like,
as long as they keep it clean, I don't care, but.
Yeah, well, then he's like, well, that's the whole thing. He said, it looks like she hasn't shaved since she last got laid. I'm like, oh, really?
Jesus.
Yeah. So I was like, well, dude, just be nice. He's like, he likes her. She's pretty cool. But that, and I said, well, just drop a hint. Just say, hey, I like my girls down, you know, cleaned up a little bit down there, you know? And he's like, I don't know. I'm going to let her down easily. And oh, boy.
You know Artie still fucking went for it, though.
That's hard to do. He says he didn't. He said he got had the first date, and then the second date he got ahead again, and then he was trying to get in that, and then he got a whiff and he stopped. That's what he says. That's what he told me. I got to go with what the man says.
Maybe she can't reach it, man.
Oh god!
Some of these girls, they got big bellies, and they kind of
sensual thing. Have Artie help her out.
Oh boy, yeah, great. She needs to get a rag on a stick, man. Something get in there. Oof. All right, she might have a tampon in there she forgot about too. That's happened.
Oh, fuck.
A few of them
might find a lost remote somewhere.
All right, let's go more UK here. Frederick,
bring me on some UK.
Frederick Agyapong. That doesn't even sound British. Sounds like a Vietnamese that lives in Britain. Let's call him.
I'll take it.
Yeah, you could do a call, sure. All right. Give me a break. Thanks, man.
What's Frederick? What was it?
Frederick Agyapong.
Agyapong.
Yeah, something. Let me get Richie on here.
Hello. Yes, Frederick?
Hold on.
Hello, Frederick.
Hold on.
What the fuck? Hello? Hello, sir.
It's getting him.
Hello?
Hello, Frederick?
My name.
Answer the phone. Frederick!
Yes?
Are you there, sir?
Who?
Have you flushed your toilet today?
Who is talking?
Who is talking? My name is Brent.
Your name is what?
My name is Brent.
Brent, looking for who?
Frederick? Is this you, sir? Okay, listen. Do you have your car in the automotive shop? Where is your vehicle parked right now?
What is your problem? What is your problem with my vehicle?
Well, I just need to know where it is.
My friend, it's too early for this, yeah? My kid will get up because of this conversation, yeah? Don't get to this number at this time, please.
Oh, I don't understand. Can you speak English?
I'll call back. That was good.
That was messing me up because it was coming in as Richie on my Skype machine.
Yeah, I saw that too. I was like, what the fuck, is Richie fucking with him or what?
I thought he was fucking with me too.
I'm on mute here.
Oh, thank you, Richie.
Thank you, Richie. Thank you. Welcome, Richie.
Hello?
Hello, is Freddy there?
He asked you not to call at this time again, no?
No, I don't understand. Are you French?
Don't call this number again.
Are you from France?
No, it's not too early.
I'm just fine. How about you? Is this Freddy's wife? Freddy's woman? What's your name? Huh?
It's gone. So I think we're going to get either no answer or they're going to be really mad here.
I'm hoping for the
Hello? Mm-hmm.
Yes, is this Freddy's wife? Are you nice to him?
I think you have a problem, yeah?
You're
very stupid. I told you not to call this number again.
No, I'm smart. I called it again.
So what do you want?
I just want to talk to Freddy, see if he's flushed his toilet.
He can't talk to you.
Well, he can't flush the toilet either?
Are you French? Bulgarian?
If you call this number again, hey, if you call this number again, I will give you a number to the police. Do you understand?
Which police? No,
I
don't.
Which police? You don't know police. Okay, if you don't know police, just call again and you see what the police is.
Policite, por qué?
I said, if you don't know police, if you don't know who the police are, call the number again and I'll give you to the police and you see who the police are. Do you understand? Right. Don't call the number again.
You think a tracer can stop me?
Huh?
Tell me, are you Banchud? Huh? Is that where you're from? You know about that? Are you going to report to the police? No, please. Don't call the police. I don't want you to. Are you going to put the man on the phone? Hello?
I'm hoping they hang up. All right, maybe it just didn't drop. Let's see if it rings.
Oh, wait. Ask them what the police is.
All right. She sounds French.
Yeah, something.
Well, African.
Welcome to voicemail.
Zaire. That's where you know there's some French colonies that were in Africa. That's probably
right.
African French. African French.
South African French.
Or whatever. Haitian, maybe Haitian. I don't know.
Fucking Freddie letting his wife fucking fight his battles.
Do you guys know who this Haitian guy is that added me on Skype?
No.
Do you send me cock pics?
That guy.
Looked at your picture and thought you looked pretty.
No.
Send a picture of his butthole, Richie? Or
Not yet.
Not yet.
For that.
His bleached anus.
Jesus.
His anus.
Jesus Christ.
His name is El Haitiano.
Jesus Christ.
So is he scaring you or you feel threatened?
I don't know, I just got it like the second I logged on.
Is it?
It was weird. I was like, what the hell is there a guy in Haiti?
Is it Coney?
Get his Skype name.
You're gonna be a child soldier.
he's gonna recruit you.
Okay, I got it right here.
Oh.
Let me see the Skype name.
Yeah.
Is he online? Let's call him.
Yeah, let's call him.
This is a nice guy, though. This is a nice guy. Maybe he's listening to the show.
He might be a gay. You go watch out. a lot of AIDS in Haiti. I'm not trying to talk bad. You know what? I was talking with my wife Athena, and I said, you know, one of those jackass kids, if they really wanted to make a good stunt, they should go to Africa, and it should be like, I'm Johnny Knoxville, and this is the African bareback, and he has unprotected sex with a random African woman. and then 6 months later he gets a HIV test and see if he gets the HIV. Now that would be the most epic of all Jackhouse pranks ever, because then, you know, think about it.
You better watch out, Richie. This guy might try to teach you the ways.
The ways.
Fran, can you do a handstand? Everyone's hand on again.
All right.
That's his name. I put it in the chat. This is Skype.
We should call Richie's friend over there, Chill Fag Boy, down there in Florida, see what he's up to.
Chill Cool Guy, Chill Fag. What's it? Post that number in the chat.
I got it.
Classy Chill Fag.
Classy Chill Fag.
We haven't called him in, I don't know, probably about a month, so he should be ready.
There you go.
Nothing was ever as good as the first time I called him. It was just like, he was literally scared that I went to jail.
He used a line from that one movie where Joe Pesci was like, I'm going to go to jail, come back.
Yeah.
All right, Milkman.
The number or code you have dialed is incorrect. Please.
He closed his number.
He closed his number off? Oh, that sucks.
Fuck.
He was the one threatening. He's like, I'm going to kick your ass, but I'll try and I'll get my ass kicked. And then I'll come back and kick your ass again.
All right, we're calling Fred.
Not Freddy back?
In the UK, different Fred.
Hello?
Yes, good morning, Fred.
Fred?
Yes, is Fred there?
Yes, hold on. Hello?
Yes, hello, Fred.
Yeah, it's Super Chicken.
Yes, good morning. I'm calling from the UK Water Administration. We want to know how many times you flushed your toilet today.
You're calling from where?
the UK Water Administration.
Yes.
Fred, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Wake the fuck up, Fred. Do you understand, stupid? I'm calling about the water. How many times have you flushed your toilet this morning, goddammit?
May I know why?
Hello?
May I know why? Why? What's the problem?
What's the problem with your toilet? Huh? You Which stupid, one? You don't understand? The big one. The one you take a shit.
Which house? I've got so many houses. Which house are you referring?
Oh, the one that you're at right now. You take a shit in the toilet.
Yeah, what's up? Yes.
Are you stupid?
Yes, yes,
huh?
Yes,
monkey?
Yes. I'm stupid.
Huh?
Yes, go on.
How many times do you take a shit in that toilet tonight?
Yeah, tell me how many times. I don't know, you tell me.
I gotta know, because we're gonna shut your water off if you take a shit in there again.
Sir, we're looking at the computer, and it shows feces but no paper, so how do you clean? Do you use your hand?
Or do you use the three shells?
Okay, God bless you then, eh? God give you all the energy to do all what you are doing.
Uh-huh, but can
you...
You know,
God will bless you and keep you and give you the energy to do all what you are doing, okay?
Oh, he
May
is.
God bless you entirely and your family. Bye-bye.
You too. God bless you too.
I object.
Yo, I gotta get a shot at that. That's a perfect idea.
You know, it's funny. I just mentioned that the UK people don't seem very religious, except for the ethnic ones. You know, the immigrants.
Right. We must get a string that was like the French person. That guy's South African.
Yeah, and then if you remember the Blood of Jesus lady, it was like Jamaican sounding. Those are the only ones that are religious over there. I think it's a godless country. Godless.
Yeah. I got
like we lost the milk.
Black people love this God.
Richie, you're on.
Hello? Sir?
Please enjoy the following music while your
party
is being reached.
Hello, sir. I'm calling from the UK Fecal Matter Association. We found out you actually took 11 shits today. You're only allowed to take 10 a day. You're going to have to make up that fine of about 540 pounds, okay? Sir? Hello, sir.
Yes?
540 pounds per extra shit?
That's ridiculous.
Sir, we're complaining.
What are you talking about?
We're complaining. You're going to bill you double time. Okay? You're going to get
I don't believe this.
Fine. Triple time? You're going to be $1,500 to the order of the UK Fecal Matter Association. Okay?
You're winding me up.
No, I'm not. You're actually supposed to wipe.
Please enjoy the following music while your party is being reached.
Tell me you knew that was Tristan the whole time, right?
Yeah, I don't think it's shit.
No, you didn't.
I saw this thing lighting up.
Yeah.
Don't lie.
Hey, Horse.
You hear me?
I got your bag. Yep. Horse.
Yeah, I'm in side of the garage, underground garage. I'm coming out. The signal may bounce and hang up.
That happened.
I went inside this garage and dropped the customer off.
Okay, no problem. Well, I got your back. You got any recommendation for Artie? He's dating a girl, but she's got a smelly pussy.
Hopefully you can hear me. I don't know. I'm just in the giggle.
Artie.
Not one.
Milkman.
Does she drink a lot?
Okay, now I'm out. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, Milkman. Artie's. Yeah, hey, we got you back. Milkman, Artie's got a girl he's dating, but she has a very smelly pussy all the time. Do you have any recommendations about that?
Yeah. Wash that shit first.
All right, douche.
Scrub that shit out before you get in there on that.
Yeah, well, something Artie could say is like that he's turned on by performing douche on women and bring a douche and everything, you know?
That might help. That's a rough job, especially comes out muddy, man. I don't know, man. Some of the activities, like I prefer them to go ahead and take care of that shit, and I take care of all the sloppy parts afterwards. I let them take care of the initial hose off, but hey, man, eat your own, man. And it's better than K2.
Ah, K2. Nice.
I'm thinking what he needs
to
do is...
You mix the K2 with the douche, and it's all good.
K2 enema.
Yeah. That's a funky fucked up douche.
He needs to grab her up, take her over to the car wash, and just clean her up a little bit.
Oh, what did I say?
Put her in the back of a truck.
Yeah, 1,800 PSI, them things you use, man. Yeah, that actually worked, man.
Get the brush out for the soap and shit.
She won't feel anything after.
If you turn on the steaming function, you know, then, you know, better than the shark steamer.
Yeah, is this Fred?
Hello?
Is Fred there?
Yes.
Well, why don't you put him on, honey?
Look, hey. For you.
Hello?
Hello, Fred.
Yeah.
Fred Billany.
Yeah.
Hi, sir. I'm calling from the Water Administration. And were you aware that it's best that when you have a bowel movement to let that sit until you urinate again? The point being, you flush the water less when... No, wait a minute. How's it work? You don't flush when you urinate. If it's yellow, you let it stay there for a while. You can urinate up to 3 times in the toilet without it causing any dangers of bacteria forming or ammonia forming. Up to 3 urinations before you flush. Now, bowel movements, you want to flush immediately because they do carry a lot of bacteria. Here I am. Hello? Fred?
Yeah.
I don't know if you would be willing to practice that for us.
Yeah.
Well.
Thank you.
Well, please. No. That was stupid.
Ah, shit. You should call back. Get the real person in charge. Get his wife on the phone.
Right, fine.
Shouldn't your wife be in the kitchen?
Lacking enthusiasm.
Wonder up.
What is the matter with you? What's wrong?
Well, he needs to not flush the toilet as much. That's what we're trying to convey to him.
What are you talking about?
He flushes the toilet too much. We have it on the computer here that he flushes the toilet every time he pees, every time he urinates. That's not necessary.
Who are you?
I'm with the Water Administration, Water Conservation Administration.
But no one flushes the toilet. No one flushed any toilet last night.
You never flushed the toilet?
No. No, we're still in bed.
So what did you pee in it and you let it sit there?
It's still there in the toilet.
How many pees? 2 or 3?
What are you talking about?
Well, I'm trying to make a record of how many pees until you flush the toilet. It should be at least 3 pees in there.
No, more than that.
4?
More than that.
Wow. But now, well, how about Dookie? Kaka.
Shit.
She is a filthy bitch. No, we got 4 or 5 peas in that fucking toilet before we let her fly.
Jesus Christ. That's cheap.
Well, it's also important to find out if they have the toilet paper because that'll absorb some of the smell as well. So you've got like an extra 10 peas then.
Good God, that's nasty.
Toss a fucking cat litter and shit in the toilet to keep the smell down.
They're just shitting in boxes, shitting in sand. They're shitting outside in a big sand fucking box.
Kids are flipping out. Mom, Dad, what the fuck is this?
Bigger cuckoos, and you know, if it's SPD, silent but deadly, you can leave that one, right? But if it's like heavy duty cuckoo, then you better do a flush.
You better flush that. Right? No kidding.
Use toilet paper. What if you don't throw the toilet paper in the toilet, but you throw it in the trash can beside it?
And I've heard of people that do that. I think Greece. I think everyone in Greece uses the trash can.
You know about that story, right? Because you lived in the Caribbean, dude. I ran into that too.
Yeah.
Well, I finally figured it out, and I finally actually verified that. But you know the reason why that's done, right? They wipe her ass, and instead of putting it in the commode and flushing it, they put it in the trash can.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Yeah, my family never did that, but I knew a family that did that. It was really nasty.
There is quite a few island people do. Well, the reason why is that the toilets and the plumbing is so antiquated there that if you put like a couple pieces of toilet paper, they get wedged inside a dookie and stop up your toilet.
Yeah.
Up the whole neighborhood's toilet.
A low flow, right? So they think that, okay, well, we'll just put it in the trash can inside and we'll just freshen the whole atmosphere of the bathroom and the surrounding rooms with that little trash can. Mm-hmm. But that's actually the poor quality of the plumbing.
Yeah, and I hear Greece is...
And the bouquet, obviously. The bouquet is nice.
Yeah. Well, UK has got good water there. Good toilet. They flush toilet all... They flush 2 or 3 times after they pee. Well, I'll be honest. I'll be honest with you.
Two flushes to get it down.
Well, listen. If I'm gonna poop after I pee, I'll pee first and then I'll flush a second time. Because there's a little left in there sometimes. It's a little, it looks a little foamy sometimes after you're done peeing. Sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes. And like, I don't want none of that coming back up. I don't want to sit on that. I'm weird like that. So, and then also, if I ever use like a toilet at work or a public toilet, I always flush before I sit down.
Yeah, because the shotgun action, you got to give it two barrels.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
You don't want that shit splashing up in your ass, man. Yeah. Somebody else done, you know, done evacuated there.
Yeah, every I always do a clear out flush before I use a toilet, and that's not mine every time.
Do you place paper on the seat, or if it's like somebody's house, at least wipe it down with a piece of toilet paper?
I don't know.
I put saran wrap on.
You got to sit on it, man.
I don't sit on it. If it's somebody, if it's somewhere in public, and I don't know them, they don't got the ass gaskets, I don't need to sit on that.
You just hover. You can hover.
You do a hover.
You go up to the handicap stall, and they got those, like, side bars. So you can just, like, kind of, like, do that handstand on the side bar and hang your ass over. You know, but you got to kind of, like, duck.
Yeah, but you know what? You know what? I don't like touching those handbars because I just I don't think they get cleaned very often, and I just imagine them covered in shit.
Got fingerprints, brown fingerprints.
Yeah, I never touch
them. In the fucking handicapped bathroom doing fucking gymnastics.
He's got his
cover all over the flushing part and everything. Man, it's wicked. Man. You know, you got kind of like duck angle. It's not. You got a real situation on your hands,
Adam. Well, the handicap one is the most dangerous. The handicap one's the most dangerous because if they're coming in off the chair, you get a big stream of shit.
Oh.
Not careful.
That's snail trail.
First, their colostomy bag is ready to bust. You know what I mean?
The
best thing about the public bathrooms is reading the shit people write all over the walls and stuff in there.
Sometimes.
And the glory hole.
The glory hole, yes.
All right, we got a call.
Who are we calling now, Carlos?
George?
George Zimmerman?
No. Who are we calling? Oh, this is Frederick.
Frederick Douglass.
Which way does their water go when they flush the toilet over there?
Hello?
Hello, Frederick.
Who's that?
Yes, is Freddy there?
Sorry, it's the wrong number. It's 6 in the morning.
Oh, I'm sorry. What number did I call?
I'm kidding. So don't call again, please.
Is this 4942? No, please, hello.
Sorry, don't call
again.
I'm
trying to reach Freddy. My cousin, help me.
Oh, we got to call that one lady from last week. Give her more shot. The one to repeat their phone number.
77292. I tried calling her and she didn't answer.
Yeah, we got to give her one more shot.
We got to do a new poll, Hermano. I was talking to these chicks, man, and they told me this tale, and I kind of believe them, man. Maybe you can check the poll. That, like, girls, like, before they have sex, they got to piss, and afterwards they got to piss after having sex, so they get a urinary infection.
Yeah,
so maybe
really.
You conduct a poll and find out if there's any truth of that. Maybe
that makes sense.
Is that particular to area of Oakland, California, or is that worldwide UK phenomenon as well, or is that American phenomenon, or what is it?
The problem with the Oakland girls is that they go back to front and then back again.
That's a good basis for a good poll.
Back to
front. These girls are pretty clean, too.
I don't know. I don't like it if a girl pees before that's like, I got to stick my dick and fingers and face in that after you peed. You know, like, you better wash it really good. You know, they got to do something with that. They got to use the wet wipes, the wet ones on that afterwards.
Well, man, what's really bad is, you know, you get the clippies, man. You get that clitty litter, man, you know, and then you're like,
oh, boy, that's the worst.
Did you just say clitty litter?
Yeah, you know, that's when you're going down on a girl and she's been wiping herself with toilet paper.
Buddy.
You get the dingleberries when you're going down on a girl.
Oh, they call dags.
Yeah, at least you know they made an attempt, though, if you run into one of them. There was an attempt for the sanitation.
Sick.
Girls, keep them clean down there, right?
This is Freddy again?
No, this is 722927. Last week.
Oh, my God. She probably had a heart attack.
I already tried calling her once. She didn't answer. We're going to do one more after this, and that's it. And here we go. Nope. No game from her. Maybe we'll leave her alone for a month and call her back.
She died after last week's call.
She was like a fucking robot. It was classic.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't imagine what was going on there. Well, she mentioned a daughter, and that was the last time I ever heard from her. I don't know what that was about, but...
Something about, I'm not feeling well. It's like, oh, shit.
She got keeled over, goddammit.
This is William. Everyone feel free to jump in on...
Hello.
Hey, William.
Yes.
Is this William or William's Mrs. William?
No, this is William. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, my name is Abbott. I am with the United Kingdom Water Administration. There are several of us on here. We're on a conference call. We wanted to let you know that you've won an award for being one of the most conservative people with water use in the last 24 hours. And that's very good. Very good. We're very proud of you.
Congratulations, sir.
Congratulations. So I see you've only flushed the toilet about once in the last 24 hours.
Sorry?
I see that you've only flushed the toilet about once in the last 24 hours.
That's right.
That's very good. Are you practicing yellow, let it mellow? When you urinate, you let it sit there and only flush when it's brown?
No, but it's nighttime. I don't flush every time.
You don't flush
every
time.
Are you on some sort of diet where you're not have to eat you're low on fiber or you kind of backed up a little bit? Maybe you should see the doctor about that. What do you think?
I don't think so.
All right.
You got to be kind of like a camel holding all that water in, all that piss.
You might want to have
be posting out your invitation to the Golden Toilet Award.
It's made of actual 999 gold.
What's this all about, Chief?
19-carat gold toilet award.
Well, we're looking on the computer, and it shows here that you haven't flushed your toilet too much. You've been a model citizen and a model water user. We want to thank you in this time of the United Kingdom drought for conserving water like that. It's very good. Very good. Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Fine.
Okay. All right.
And just so you know, you'll be receiving your next 3 months of water service for free.
For free. Absolutely free. Feel free to flush the toilet as much as you want now. Good work.
Okay.
One extra flush per day.
All right.
I actually want you to feel free to go outside with your water hose, fucking just spray it all over the place, laugh at your neighbors because they can't do it.
Yep.
Feel free.
Sell the water. Bottle it and sell it. All right, William. Take it easy. Okay. He was actually like, oh, thank you.
Well, now it's getting to that time of the day when people are actually waking up over there.
Yeah, they're a little more coherent, yeah. All right, well...
That's a bright and cheerful, wake-up call.
Yeah, thank you. Well, it's time for everyone to go out on their ass here. Brandon Vegas, you're out of here on your ass. Thank you, man.
Yep.
See you later. Ken, Big Ken, out on your ass. Thank you.
See you.
Richie.
Peace.
Out on your ass. Who else is here? Tristan.
I'm here.
Sooty, pick a name. You're out of here on your ass. See you, man.
Oh.
One name only.
All right. And Dirty Aaron, last but not least, on your ass.
Oh, thank you, sir. Good night.
There. Thank you for kicking me in my ass. Milkman.
Yes, sir.
We did it. All right,
my brother. Tell you what, folks. Wasn't that another fantastic installment right here? That's right. You know what to expect. That's right. I'd like to thank especially our numbers hit man, the awesome loser. Thanks so much. Fist held high. I'd like to thank all our friends in the chat, MST3 Play, Sir Nene, Tucker, who else was in there? Ken. Oh my goodness, and there's more of you friends in there. AMD, many of our friends in the chat. Thank you so much for all of your help and assistance. And participating as always, I'd like to thank our friends over at Cacti. We will never forget you. We love you always. And thank you for all the wonderful things that you do to help keep this steamroller rolling right in my house. I'd like to thank you. That's right, you. Especially our listeners. That's right. We do everything just for you. That's right. The most interactive, wildest, craziest, funnest show that you can join into on the internet or anywhere for that matter. That's right. We do it for free. That's right. We drop the dime we ask, and all we can do is give us the time. Bring a friend or bring an enemy, because they're always welcome right here in the madhouse.
Yep.
That's right. But what we just had on a fair leader. That's right, the General Leesmill of the Madhouse, the Militia Madhouse, Militia Leader, Hermanito. Okay, boy, okay, boy, thank you so much, my brother. I appreciate you forgiving me. And my black eye's almost gone now.
Thanks. Oh, sure. No problem. Thank you, man. And I'm sorry for putting you on the air last night and today.
It was a terrible fight. Somebody asked you to do it.
All right. Well, everybody, thanks for listening. As Milkman said, thanks to Loathsome Loser, everyone who sent in numbers, everyone in the chat room, everyone who listened, everyone who will listen on the podcast, and most importantly, everyone who got prank called by us tonight, thank you for being such likely targets. I don't know, whatever. Thanks. Thanks for dealing with us.
Good sports.
All right, Milkman, you have a good night. I'll talk to you later. I'll try to get you in the weekend. All right. See you later, man. All right, we'll catch you next week, everybody. See you later. Hey.
Mm-hmm.